B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What up, cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block! Are you kidding?
Talking with the cuz.
Yo, cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocks the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
Look, cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, cuz?
Good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday to all across the Delaware Valley. And you know, I think that the Tunis and I, every day, we try to be upbeat, positive, and it's too bad on the landscape. You know, sometimes you got to dive into a little gallows humor, which I'm sure we'll do later today. You gotta have fun and poke fun at everything and laugh. But we try to look and see if there's anything positive to cleave to. And last night, in one of the corners of the earth, we found it. That's right. In, of all places, Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, we found something gleeful. You know, I can't tell you if I ever saw what I saw last night, ever. And, you know, my 40 plus years of watching the Flyers, I don't think I've ever seen a Flyers team like last night. So zoom in on the game. If you watch the game, it stood out like neon. Edmonton entered 5-0. They had the best player in the league in Connor McDavid. Even better than McKinnon, right? That offense just keeps flying at you. And they go up and down the ice. They're fast. And I saw a Flyers team that kept up. Ah, I couldn't believe it. I thought I was watching two West Coast teams. I will tell you, one of my fun little nerd, when I nerd out at my nerd out sessions, I nerd out to West Coast games, right? West Coast hockey, which I find enthralling, up and down, fast-paced, and West Coast basketball. I like watching. There's something about the speed in the Western Conference of both sports in which they play the game. And in the NHL, it's fast. West Coast hockey is fast. Yeah. And the Flyers, for the first time that I ever remember, kept up. Cam Atkinson, tremendous. They were awesome last night. It was a great win, man. And I thoroughly enjoyed a sporting event. Breaking news, Tunis. Breaking news. I actually enjoyed a Philadelphia sporting event last night. Tunis, play the song. You got to do it. Two times has worked. It's working. You don't go away from what's working. I hope you watched last night because it was fun. And give me a shot tonight, late night, Vancouver tonight. It's fun, man. Fun game. I got to tell you, I enjoyed it. I actually was watching the World Series. And then I turned on Flyers, and then I just didn't turn it off, man. It was tremendous, just up and down, fast-paced, fun hockey, incredible hockey. And I think we need to pay attention. And again, I'm not telling you anything other than that was just a fun game. Sometimes I can take a game and just go, I enjoyed the game. Any sport. Like, I can just enjoy the game. And last night, I enjoyed that game last night. I did. I love TNT hockey, by the way. TNT hockey's the best. Good morning, Tunis!
What's going on, man? How are you?
I'm good. I enjoyed it last night.
Yeah, me too. And like you said, two times can't go away, man. for all the haters out there of this incredible song by Ann Lee called Two Times, listen, they're 3-1-1, man. You can't go away from it. Until the bad vibes start coming in with the Flyers, you can't get rid of this upbeat vibe, man. Two Times survives another night. That was awesome last night. I think I'm in love with Cam Atkinson. I think I have a man crush.
Well, remember, we had him on the show. He was outrageous.
He was fantastic.
He was fun to hang out with.
Remember how excited he was?
Yeah, he was fired up to be a Flyer.
It's like, no offense to where I played before, but like I hear nothing but incredible things about Flyers fans, and I can't wait to play in front of this crowd. Dude, he's been fantastic. He's got 6 goals, man. 6 goals already in 5 games. Like, when do we get that?
No.
As Philadelphia sports
fans.
We got that in Shane Gostisbehere at the end of a season that nobody cared about.
Exactly.
But this is a beginning of a season. Like you said, there's a little light all of a sudden.
And you know what it was, too? It was the style in which they played. How many times they would go out to the West Coast and you go, oh, they're going to get pasted. Johnny Hockey's going to paste them right in Calgary. Like, McKinnon's going to paste them in Colorado. You looked at it and you're like, Kopitar is going to paste them in L.A. You had no shot out west, even against like a bad Kings team.
Right.
They'd get overwhelmed by speed. And they were terrific last night.
Yeah.
I have modest once. All right. Modest once. I just want to enjoy an event. I want to enjoy a game. I have not enjoyed one Eagles game since maybe the opener. You know, and that was, you know, I mean, that was fun. I mean, forget the fact they won. It was, you know, it was like competent.
Yeah.
The first game. It wasn't great football. But if I said just I enjoy the sport, I haven't enjoyed one Eagles game.
Yeah, I enjoyed watching the defense play against Carolina because that was the one game where Jonathan Gannon actually came up with some sort of plan. But the offense was so bad that day that I couldn't take full joy out of the Eagles game because then the offense would go out there and they'd do nothing. So, yeah, you're right. I mean, I enjoyed the first Sixers game. That was fun.
Yeah, I guess.
It's not like they beat a good team in the Pelicans.
It really wasn't a good... That's why I really didn't enjoy the first Eagles game. I mean, like, they won. It's fine. But as far as, like, good football, I'm just talking about quality of the sport.
Yeah.
Like, I enjoyed the Friday night game against Brooklyn until, you know...
Doc decided not to challenge twice, and they blew a lead, and it reminded me of the Hawks series. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You just finished my thought. You and I are too close, because you can now finish my thoughts.
Yes.
Nah, it's true. It's true. It's so true. And last night, it was just like, wow, they're actually keeping up with Edmonton. And I'm not talking about goals or anything like that. I'm just talking about in chances, and they weren't overwhelmed. Like, they skated, man. This team's fast. This team can come at you. They have talent.
They have talent, and like you said, they go after the puck. You and I were talking this morning on our drives in. Like, that goal, the second goal of the game, did their goalie screw up? Yeah, like he, you know, he took his time behind the net. But the fact that out of nowhere, three orange jerseys, orange and white jerseys, were around the net. When do you see that?
I know.
And then the Cam Atkinson goal.
By the way.
When do we see highlights? Like, when do we see a
highlight?
Like,
that goal was ridiculous,
That should be a top 10 play.
Yes.
And I never see that for the Flyers.
That was ridiculous.
Like, that was awesome. They attacked. There was like 4 seconds left in the period. They could have just held on to the puck and skated until the buzzer sounded. No. They go, why not? Let me try to get this one up to Cam. He scores. That's fantastic.
Fantastic. Incredible. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. It was a highlight goal.
Yeah. Which we never see.
Never. I was awesome last night.
Yeah, you know, this is good credit. Chuck Fletcher, who did an incredible job making these moves. And I just, it's like the Danny Green, Al Horford thing all over again. Not only did you get rid of Voracek and his contract, you brought in a player that's going to contribute. Now,
yeah.
Cam Atkinson's contribution's far greater than what Danny Green did last year. I mean, this...
Well, no, nah, I mean,
six
he's actually...
goals, five know, games. No, my God.
Jim from the Palm on the text board, early check-in. Unreal start by the Flyers. Two times still needs to go.
No, it does not.
Has the stink of last year on it. Fresh it up, Judas.
Listen, they lose three straight, I'll get rid of it.
Freshen up, Tunis.
Is that a deal? They lose three straight? Or our confidence goes down, our excitement goes down. But right now, man.
Yeah, I'm down
with that. I'm vibing, bro.
Listen, bro, you're good. Three straight, and then it goes. It still makes me laugh because it's Voracek.
Well, I'm telling you, it's the one good thing.
Mercifully, he's not here. And it, I mean, Jim's right. It's got the stink of last year on it. However, to your point, I mean, look at his start.
It also,
you can't change anything in the start.
Correct. And we also started playing it 2 years ago when there wasn't stink. When you saw
the
beginning, when you saw the roots of
it was the bubble hockey.
When you saw the roots of the Flyers.
Bubble hockey. We played during bubble hockey.
They just didn't water and fertilize enough yet last year. And that's why the flower died. But they're watering, they're fertilizing. You know, they're in the greenhouse, they're working, they're outside of that bubble. So the Flyers look to be growing into a nice, beautiful plant.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I rip that off of somebody?
Yeah, no, I never heard it before. I didn't know. You know, your farmer tunis from Algale. Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about the football team for a second because that's also on the docket. And, yeah, I mean, there are times when we can go overboard, right? Like, we can take something, a rock, paper, scissors, and kind of go overboard. But I don't think the botany is going overboard. I think that needs another day. I like the dude. I think the dude is in over his head. The metaphor, the flowers, it's just reeks of trying too hard. I mean, that's what it feels like. It feels like everyone's in over their heads. Like, we do the swimming thing that's now become the drowning thing, which has become, yes, like, oh no, Gannon, swim, Gannon. Oh, too late, Gannon.
The Eagles defense is like a shark eyes. Lifeless eyes.
That's not the Eagles defense.
No, the eyes of the shark, though, lifeless.
Oh,
that's the Eagles defense.
Yeah, no, but the shark is sinister.
For the shark itself.
The shark
not
is
the Eagles defense.
But the eyes are sinister. It's the, you know, that's what it is. It's like sinister eyes that look
doll's
through
eyes.
You. Right, they're sinister. Right, doll's eyes. That's right. The Eagles defense is anything but sinister.
I was going more so for the lifeless part of it.
No, I hear you, but that's too literal. It doesn't take account the sinister eyes. The it's a clown show is what it is. Like, that's what the Eagles defense is, and it's bad. And I don't know anybody can actually alibi for Jonathan Gannon. And if you watch, do yourself a favor, look up Dan Orlovsky addressing the Eagles defense on ESPN. All right? I mean, this is Dan Orlovsky, who does a great job. I mean, the dude is phenomenal. Does a great job. What he talked about yesterday with the Eagles defense is embarrassing. Like, yesterday we talked about how bad this coaching staff has been, how inexperienced. The defensive coordinator is, it's Pee-wee's Playhouse. Somebody brought that up earlier this week. And that's what it is. It's Pee-wee's Playhouse. It's that. It's, you know, we're doing the Sprout theme with Chardy.
Yeah.
Because we have the new show, Chardy. And, you know, Jonathan Gannon's defense is so elementary, it belongs on Sprout. And Dan Orlovsky told you that yesterday. And Derek Carr told you that on Sunday when he didn't have Darren Waller and he completed 31 of 34 passes. Like, it didn't matter. Like, he just looked and went,
there's an open receiver.
This is what you got. This is what you're playing. And quite frankly, I don't see how. I mean, you're not going to make a move tomorrow. So, you know, there's still hope or still time for those guys to save jobs. But if the season ended today, unequivocally, Jonathan Gannon out. Now, he's got significant time to help save his job. But what I've seen so far, he's not ready to be defensive coordinator.
No, 6 out of 7 weeks, he's had no plan. And the 1 week, you kind of got bailed out by Sam Darnold being a bad quarterback. At least he had a plan in that game, right? They bring pressure. They let their playmakers make plays like Darius Slay. He had 2 picks that game. Like, what does that tell you? The game where you have somewhat of a plan, where you bring pressure, and you're not having your best playmakers defensively playing 10 yards off the ball, 2 picks for Darius Slay, 1 for Steven Nelson. Like, what does that tell you, John? Jonathan?
Well, I mean, in all seriousness, if the season ended today, bye-bye.
Yeah, because he's done nothing.
Go back to football school, son. No, I mean, seriously, you know, we one of the themes of the show, because we always have these themes of the show, and I want to thank some of our great people on Twitter and Instagram who follow along with us, who pay attention to all our little nuances. Years ago, when the Eagles receivers were so bad, I used to joke that they had to go to the Institute in the Black Forest in Germany to get the Waldos transplanted from their hands,
yes,
to real hands. Like, the way they caught the ball was as though they had Waldos, and you can imagine what the Waldo is, right? They had Johnsons for hands, fake Johnsons, Waldos, and they couldn't catch the ball. So they had to go to the Institute in Germany to get hands. Now, so that was a whole thing.
Now we got the Forbidden Forest.
Well, right now we have Harry Potter and the Forbidden Forest, and this whole team is out there at Hogwarts, because there's just warts everywhere on this team. It's terrible. I mean, so I want to thank you guys for following along and all the little characters that have come up, like Chardy. In fact, make sure tomorrow you're tuning in on the show, because it's the inaugural Chardy's Halloween show. That's right. As you know, that all the shows have the Halloween themes to them, and Chardy's no different. Look for Chardy tomorrow to escape the clutches of the likes of Seth Joyner. Come here, Chardy. I'm gonna kill you, Chardy. I mean, it's gonna be an amazing Halloween extravaganza. But what's going to happen in Detroit on Sunday, my guess is it's not going to be good. And right now, this coaching staff needs a serious, serious education. And botany, horticulture, it ain't working. All right? I'm not saying you got to be Joe Football Guy Lombardi, but botany ain't working, buddy. It ain't working. It sounds... There's not a player in that room. You're right there, buddy?
Yeah, I turned down the wrong fader.
That's all right. There's not a player in that room that's going to respond to botany. All right, buddy? I mean, sir, it's a shame. Because I like the guy, but right now, like, they're swimming in a big way, or drowning in a big way. Lots to get to. The Geek will join us later today at 1 o'clock to go over your fantasy. We'll take a look at some picks, as always. We did swimmingly, in fact, last night when it come to the picks, Tunis. And, of course, Flyers, baby. Oh, the Flyers. How about it? Did you actually enjoy a game? Because I enjoyed it last night. Let's go, Flyers. Like, I actually saw a Flyers team keep up with a West Coast squad. Wow! Amazing. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. That's how you join us. It's Cuz Radio with the Tunis. We're just getting started on a Thursday.
Anthony!
That's right, it's my man Anthony Bruciano. So I was talking to Anthony the other day, and he was telling me about this new software he has. So Anthony Labruciano Roofing and Exteriors, right? They specialize in roof. I told you about how incredible when it comes to your roof and the work and the job they do. But they do siding, right, windows, the whole exterior of the home they tackle. So the software is able to tell you what your home will look like with new siding, new color, a new style roof. And you could see. Now, normally in the past, you got like a swath of material and you had to extrapolate. Oh, it's going to look like this. Okay, maybe. And then it's done and you're disappointed. Well, not with this technology. You see 3D, what it's going to look like. The color, it'll be your house with this color siding, with this style roof. It's awesome. Now, you need to know, Anthony, for a multitude of reasons. But in addition to your exterior, there's something he told me about. He wanted me to tell you guys. I don't know anything about ice damming. What the frick? I thought that's a hockey term, ice damming, right? Like, you know, dam, right? That's what I thought. Well, ice damming is when water gets trapped within the walls of your home and it's cold and freezes, right? Then, of course, it melts. And what happens? You got lots of issues. So you got to prevent that. And you got to make sure if there's any cracks, any kind of signs that the exterior's in trouble, call Anthony. Please do yourself a favor. He's got hundreds of five-star Google reviews. Trust Anthony Labruciano Roofing and Exteriors. Call him, 610-265-ROOF, or go to paroofpros.com. Anthony Labruciano, the Shingle Master.
Anthony!
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. All right, 10:30. Happy, 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 happy Thursday. And I will say this. We are some creative people in Philadelphia. I look at the board and I see the first thing I see is Joe Sirianni, the flower child. Oh, that poor dude. Like, I felt for him. Like, the minute he said that yesterday, we had it all. We were airing the news conference. I was like, oh, man. Like, you know, you have that cringe moment where you go, oh, he's going to get it. He's going to get it between the eyes. He's going to get his stones busted. And, you know, quite frankly, you deserve it. You deserve to get it. Listen, it's all good nature. I think it's all good nature ball busting, but, you know, you deserve it.
But it's really important that the foundation is being built and that the roots are growing out. And the only way the roots grow out every single day and they grow stronger and grow better is if we all water, we all fertilize.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Do the Tyrone, what, what?
What? What? What?
He does that when somebody comes up with some inane point and he just does that. I find that hysterical.
Like our caller yesterday said, Kevin Love is an elite three-point shooter.
Yeah, dude. Ooh. Ooh.
I decided to look it up. He hasn't shot over or near 40% since 2018.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he also liked Marvin Bagley. I don't understand what people see in Marvin Bagley. You got Joel Embiid and Andre Drummond. What are you talking about, Marvin Bagley? Marvin. You don't need Marvin. Marvin Bagley stinks, okay? You don't need Marvin Bagley. I don't understand why people, is it a fantasy thing, Jonas, that they look at guys on bad teams and they think they could actually play on a title team?
I'm sure that's a big part of it. We've talked about that in the past and how fantasy is hurt, but has Marvin Bagley put up fantasy numbers over the years?
Not really, no.
That's what I'm, like, that's, he averaged 14 a game his first 3 years and 7 rebounds. Okay, so I guess that's, is that good fantasy numbers for, like, a late Brown fantasy draft pick?
You know, if you DFS, that's your, like, 3,800. You're looking, you know, for the guy that, that could squeeze in a lineup so you can have...
14 and 7.
You know, you can have, you know, LeBron or your Luca in the lineup. You know what I'm saying?
How much, like, how much does my boy go for, Valanciunas?
Valanciunas?
Yeah.
He's like a mid, like a 50. Put it this way, Luca is like the... Luca, Harden, Durant, they're all like 10,000, okay. Between 10 and 11,000 in salary. And then you got your other guys, like, so Tunis is probably like 50-somes.
Okay.
You know, 58.
So I was watching Hawks Pels last night.
63.
I was at a bar where I had the multiple TVs. So I had the World Series. This is before the Flyers game.
Yeah.
World Series, and then Hawks Pels was on. My man grabs boards left and right.
Yeah.
Probably a nice pickup.
Yeah.
We should do a trio towers. We'll have Drummond, Valanciunas, and Embiid at the same time.
Yeah, I don't think that works. But no, you know, not in 1982, that would have worked nicely. Not now. Flyers were awesome last night. It was funny. So, you know, I told you that Massey's got the bug.
Yes.
Right? So last night, he had his learn to skate lesson.
Okay.
Right? And Anthony had a football game.
All right.
Kingsway. I'm sure you've played Kingsway before.
Yeah, they're the arch rivals of Clearview.
Are they really?
High school. Yeah.
The right Dragons.
Down, right down the street.
They're the Dragons.
Yeah.
So it was a fun game. You know, I got to tell you, what youth football, watching the kids, I can watch it all day. I love it. I actually love it. Anyway, so it was a nice night last night.
Yeah, beautiful.
Under the light, under the moonlight, little football. It was the best. So anyway, I come home and get ready, you know, whatever. And Massey, Daddy, I got to show you, Daddy. And he comes out and he's got the skates, hockey skates that my wife bought him, the hockey helmet. You know, he's like, I'm ready to go. I go, dude, you had two lessons.
He's ready to light the lamp already?
Yeah, he goes, I'm ready to play. Sign me up. I go, you got to finish the supposed to be 10 lessons. He thinks he's ready after two. So then he says to me, because, you know, he loves the baseball, too. So he snowed me last night.
What do you mean?
So, you know, it was late. Like, you know, with the kids' sports and all, you know, homework's got to be done.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, it's, you know, 9 o'clock, 9:30, 10, right? So it's about 9:45. No, I'm sorry, it's after 10 because the game started. And he goes, Daddy, World Series and Flyers. I'm in. I go, you're in. I go, dude, you got to go to bed. You got school tomorrow. He goes, Dad, it's the World Series. Like that.
Yeah, I commend him for that.
It's the World Series. We got to watch the World Series. And then the Flyers are playing the Edmonton. Starts at 10 o'clock, puck drop or something. Maybe it was right before the game because he said puck drop. He's like, come on, bro.
Wow, he broed you.
He broed me.
Nice.
Now, how am I supposed to turn that down?
No, he can't.
Right. So I got it. Right, so he, on the couch, we're watching World Series Flyers, right? Then all of a sudden, his mom yells down, what's he doing? Where's he at? Possible. I go, he's down there. He's watching the games with me. It's the World Series.
Bro.
She goes, he's got to school. He doesn't get up. Get upstairs. And then, and I give him that shrug like, yo, dude, I don't know what I can do for it here, man. You know what I mean? She's not wrong. You know? And then he's like, he said something like, I hate girls. Oh, I was dying.
You wait.
I was dying.
You hate girls now.
All right, let's kick it off on the phone lines. We got Chuck in Vegas. Chucky, what's going on, Chucky?
Oh, Anthony Tunis, I love your anecdotes, man. Too funny, man.
Thanks, buddy.
Oh, man. But, yeah, I mean, I'm out here, of course, and I was at the game on Sunday, and frankly, the fans were way more impressive than anybody who has to do with this organization, man. The fans were fantastic. So many people showed up to support this lousy football team. And as for Sirianni or Gannon or Laurie or Roseman, this whole organization is a joke, man, from top to bottom.
Yeah, and you saw it. Like, you're here you are living in Vegas, and you see all your brethren come in, right? And everybody's excited, and you see Eagle fans everywhere. I know you were pumped up because, you know, you got your hometown team. You're excited for it. And that was just an embarrassment. That was just ugly.
It really was an embarrassment. And, like, I went into the game. I know that the Raiders have, you know, a lot of firepower. I have a lot of respect for the Raiders. So I actually told Devon, I said, look, this game could get out of hand. And that's how it played out, of course. So I expected it. But nonetheless, man, just embarrassing to just get rolled like that. Derek Carr completes 95% of his passes, whatever it was. It's terrible, man. Honestly, I don't even really want to talk about that team. They disgust me so much right now. Really wanted to focus on the orange and black, man.
How bad? Did you watch the game last night?
Hell yeah, I did. I watched every second of that game.
Dude.
It was awesome, man.
You know what's amazing? When's the last Flyers team, because I really can't think of it, that kept up speed-wise with a, you know, Western Conference team?
Yeah, no, we're rolling four lines right now. We look so good. Like, I likened it back to 2007. We bring in Danny Briere, a team that missed the playoffs, ends up in the Eastern Conference Finals the following season with Briere. That's how I feel with Cam Atkinson and what he's brought to this team. I think Claude Giroux looks fantastic right now.
He does.
And bringing in Atkinson and Brassard, now you have the luxury of putting Konechny and Couturier on that top line. And that is a strong top line, a strong second and third line. And Carter Hart gave up three goals, but I'll tell you what, he was fantastic last night, Anthony.
Oh, I agree, brother. Chuck, you're right on. I mean, listen, yeah, that team's a great team. First of all, McDavid is ridiculous, right? Like, that dude's unbelievable. But they come at you in waves, man. You know?
Oh, my gosh. There's so much speed on that Edmonton team, and we were right there with them, brother.
Yeah.
So go Flyers.
Go Flyers, Chucky. Great call, man. Thanks, buddy. That's cool. It was. Like, when you look at that team, they just come at you. Maker. Like, they're just all over the place.
Yeah, Flyers kept punching back.
They did. That was awesome.
Punching. Rocky. Bells?
Do it!
Tipped to the line, but not out. McDavid, right in front, took the shot. And Hart got the pad down and made the save. Back in front, connecting with a shot. The rebound off the end wall. Wrap around attempt. Giroux scores! Claude Giroux, already with goal number four of the year. Koskinen out of the net. Put it right into a player's stick. Into the goal mouth. And the Flyers score! Oh, thank you, Val. Nate Thompson, we're on the spot. After Koskinen misplayed it, the Flyers lead 2-0. Now the Flyers come right back down, and they score! Cam Atkinson puts one behind Koskinen, and Atkinson has goal number five on the year. He and Giroux both with points in all five games this season. Over the line, Cam Atkinson winds for the shot. He scores! He blows one through Koskinen, and Cam Atkinson has his second goal of the game. Number six on the year, and the Flyers take the 4-3 lead. The Edmonton net is empty. A minute left. At the center ice red line, Couturier shoots. He scores! Into an empty net, Sean Couturier from the Edmonton side of the red line. Couturier should ice it as he puts the empty netter in for his second goal of the year. It's 5-3.
Yeah! No! Actually, I love it.
No.
That actually was great.
No.
That's the Phillies.
I know, but it sounded good. Like, coming
I don't
want
to put stink on anything. You want to talk about stink?
Yeah. It's a shame, man. That's a great song.
It is a great song. And you want to talk about stink. My God.
Yeah. Dude, Saunders is great.
Oh, he's fantastic.
Like, when you know, he's, you know, it's funny. He's got McGinnis. Like, when they're excited, it's great.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You know what I mean?
these colors.
Get excited. Welcome to Philadelphia.
Like, I love it. Like, it gets me pumped up.
These hoodie scores.
And then the M&T net is empty. Like, that's good drama right there. That's the heightened drama. Like, you know, that was fun, man. Great, great, good job.
The Edmonton net is empty. A minute
left. Like, I got excited.
At the
a minute left.
Line, Couturier shoots. He scores into an empty net. Sean Couturier from the Edmonton side of the red line.
From the Edmonton side of the red line.
Puts the empty netter in for his second goal of the year. It's 5-3.
You haters. Love your two times.
You haters.
How about Miss Rhonda rocking Flyers? Look at Miss Rhonda.
Yeah, she got the orange and black.
What? Come here, real quick. 2 seconds. Come here, Miss Rhonda. Show the YouTubers. What's up, YouTubers? Show the YouTubers. You should watch the show on YouTube. You get to see all the stuff like Miss Rhonda. Come on in, Miss Rhonda.
And Chardy.
And Chardy. We got Chardy.
Hello, Miss Rhonda. Hello.
Come here. Look. Show them that. You all fired up, and I love the sweater underneath. That's a great look.
Oh,
look at
yeah,
that.
That's gonna work.
Look, that's a great sweater.
Love Miss Rhonda.
You rock, Miss Rhonda. I'm back in the good graces, right? Give me the thumbs up.
All right.
That sweater is all. By the way, that Edmonton jersey is a great jersey.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
That's a great jersey. I like the Flyers, like. Those two jerseys last night, I like both.
Yeah, of course.
I like the white jersey. I still like the white jersey. Because it takes me back to when, you know, back in the day, home white.
Right.
Like, Flyers white, always home. But now it's flop with the color scheme. But that Edmonton jersey is pretty sweet.
Nice jersey.
You know what I mean? Joe, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Joe.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's going on, Joey?
Look what we're excited about. Can you imagine? this Sirianni is too young to be a flower child, number one. I'm the one that said about the flower child. Hold on 1 minute. This city is the laughing stock of the whole country. It's unbelievable how they talk about this city. On national TV and stations.
Well, what's the late? Like, sometimes I can't even keep up.
Yeah, it's just that they just mock everything about it. The basketball, the way they handle that clown, the way they're handling this with the football, baseball, forget about it. I think, I've been watching this junk for a long time. It's the ownership. I swear it's the ownership. That's what I think. I mean, if you have it too long, you got to get out of here. You just got to get out of here. That's what I'm thinking. I don't know, but it's a joke. It really is a joke.
Oh, my God.
And I saw some bad error. I mean, I saw bad. 67, I saw really bad.
Oh, really? Like, you were in the lean times.
Oh, my God. I see, the Eagles couldn't win one game.
Wow.
And there was only 12. I mean, I've seen it all.
So, this is, if you're, let's think about this. I'm going to ask you a question because I'm glad you called, Joey.
Go ahead.
If you have the dark ages of Philadelphia sports, so that would be what? Early 70s, I guess the Flyers were good, and then the Phillies got later good in the late 70s.
Yeah.
But the Eagles were bad, right? They were bad.
Oh, my God.
Up until the whatever, late 70s.
Yes.
And then you got the other dark ages happen, post Vermeil with Swamp Fox. Is it worse now than ever? White helmets? Is it worse than the white helmet era?
Well, see, what's happening now is that everybody loves football. They didn't love, I mean, before it was football. But your main sport back then, in my era, was baseball.
Right.
So right now, everything is football. So football's got everything on everybody. I mean, you know that. Everybody knows that. But the air, I mean, I went through the slop. And all this stuff now is just, I don't know. I don't know what it is. Well, I don't know what.
So you're not responding to the coach using the flower analogy, right? Like the.
Oh, that's amazing. that's just amazing. You know, I don't get it. I don't get what the whole thing is. And I think it's all about the owners.
So is front office, right? Like, you know, again, like, listen, I mean, if you ask me quite frankly, I think Sirianni's just in over his head.
Definitely. Most, you know, definitely.
Like, I think the guy's a bright kid, and I think he's got some good ideas. And I think, you know what, if he had more time to learn, I think he would be a good coach. But he's too soon. You could see it.
And not only that, it's Philadelphia.
Right, we're too big of a town. I agree, Joey. Yeah, Joey, great call, man. It's too big of a market. It's a market that cares too much. But he's right. The lunacy that has taken place in this town is unparalleled.
I could rock out to this song.
No, you could.
Yeah, I could.
Well, if you're boned up.
Exactly.
Yeah, but, you know, come on, man.
I knew I had to say hello. She smiled on
my man Anthony Purnell on the gram sends me a great Sirianni's face in the middle of a sunflower.
That's awesome.
Oh, I got to show you. It's hysterical. I got to tweet it out.
By the way, I saw a new trailer for a spinoff of a movie that I got to tell you about coming up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
Great football movie.
Football movie?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'll tell you. Right on the other side, I will tell you about it.
All right. I cannot wait. Football movie spinoff. What, Rudy? Rudy 2? What could it be? Like Rudy Goes to Bama? Is that what it is?
I'll let you know, man.
Wow. Hey, Coach Saban. I'm ready to go, Coach Saban.
You know that scene where they all drop their jerseys? Saban would not have that.
Oh, my God.
He'd get his next, like, 60 recruits to play and still win.
All right, y'all, sit down. 610-632-0975. Got a couple open lines. You want to grab them? Flyers! Amidst the lunacy that is Philadelphia sports, we talk about it right here. Buzz Radio, Tunis, 97.5 The Fanatic.
And this is Andrew Salchunas, and I have a special announcement. Ready for this? Grace Auto Group. They have cars. Lots of beautiful pre-owned cars. Trust me. Log on to graceautopa.com, and my man Dan, the owner, he will get you that premium pre-owned BMW, Audi, Lexus, Subaru, Hyundai, GMC, Yukons, or Ford F-150 that you've been looking for. The reason why we say special announcement, you know the inventory, it's tough right now, but Grace Auto Group, they got it. And speaking of Ford F-150s, I have my eye on one of those on the website. A nice red 2017 Ford F-150. I used to drive a truck when I was younger, so I kind of want to get back into a truck, and they got it right on the website. Just minutes from Northeast and Trenton, Grace Auto is an official KBB trading center. They can get you out of your current lease or car loan early, or you can get instant cash and you don't even have to buy a car. But trust me, you're going to want to, because Grace Auto stands behind every premium pre-owned car with a free 3-month powertrain warranty provided by Ally Premier Protection, plus a free 24-month Ally Prepared Maintenance Plan. And as a Capital One preferred dealer, they make financing so easy. They will get you in a beautiful car regardless of your credit, and get pre-approved with Capital One with no impact on your credit. Trust me, Grace Auto has your next premium pre-owned car. Visit graceautopa.com. That's graceautopa.com, and tell them that I sent you.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 11 o'clock. Buzz Radio with the Tunis. Here's a quick question. What's up? The World Series. Did you watch last night?
Yeah, I had the, I was at the bar, so I had the, the Hawks, I had the Hawks Pels on one TV and, the Stros Braves the other.
Is the World Series now an afterthought? Like, there's no buzz about the World Series. It's funny, I was listening to Joe, the veteran caller who said baseball, when he grew up, baseball was king more than football. And, like, you know, I remember growing up in my era, baseball, World Series was a big deal.
Right.
I mean, football was still, Super Bowl was still the biggest thing, but the World Series was a big deal. Like, everybody watched the World Series, and I feel like now, nobody watched. Like, now, Massey loves baseball, so he asked me about, let's watch the World Series.
Right.
But nobody watches, I get no, but now, granted, it's, you know, it's the Braves. And the
Astros.
That's
probably part of it. And I think a lot of people feel a certain type of way about the Astros still. Like, I heard it the other day. I was listening to the morning show. And it was, I don't know who to root for. I can't find myself rooting for the Astros because they're cheaters. I'm over it at this point, the cheating scandal. Like, they're still very talented. Like, that is still a very good baseball team.
Who was saying that?
I think I heard Jamie say, but he's not alone. I'm just using him as an example because I heard him say it on the air the other day. And there are other people that are like
somebody
that.
Said to me yesterday, I forget who I was talking to, and they go, yeah, the Astros.
Yeah.
And I was
the
like.
The Asterix, the Houston Asterix. Like, I hear all these things, but they are still like, extremely talented.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I don't even hate them. I like Altuve.
Right.
I love Alvarez.
But it's now theatrics, right? So the other night, they're in when they were playing in Boston, there was that mysterious light that was on the Green Monster. And the broadcast spent an entire inning talking about, well, this is, could that be a sign-stealing thing? And now, like, it's become theatrics with the sign-stealing. And people are starting to freak out. And I wonder if there are people that are not watching because of the Astros. Now, it's also a baseball problem because we've had this conversation, I feel like, every year over the past 5 years. Are you in on the World Series? Yada, yada.
Yeah,
yada.
No, and again, I don't want to make it a topic. I just, again, there's just no buzz.
Well, I wonder, and not only the sign stealing, it is the Astros again, right? They've been in it a lot. So,
but the World Series, the World Series. And you're right. It's been every year, I don't know for how long, where people probably since, I guess the Cubs had a lot of juice for the World Series because it was Cubs
in. Cubs for the first, and, you know, both those teams haven't won in a while. Trying to see if there's overnight ratings from at least game one yet.
Dude, I bet they're down. I mean, at least here, I got no vibe whatsoever. No World Series. Like, it was the World Series. If I just said World Series was big. Dude, I still remember, like, growing up, I could give you chapter and verse World Series. Giants and A's,
right.
The earthquake.
So this
Dodgers and A's.
This is from
Kirk Gibson.
Front Office Sports. The 2021 World Series begins with MLB riding its best postseason ratings in 3 years. Postseason games have averaged 4.4 million viewers, up 95% versus last year. Now, last year was the COVID and
right,
kind of stuff. But for it to jump up 95%, and he said viewership in MLB's critical 18 to 34, the age group demographic, is up 76% from last
season.
That's big. So that's not game one of the World Series. That was just the postseason. So I'll try to find.
I'm curious to see what kind of you, because now
Fox got 10.81 million viewers during game one, which is up 18% from last year where the Dodgers were playing. So LA automatically gets that huge bump. So it's higher than last year's World Series Dodgers Rays. Now Rays obviously brings that down a little bit because there's no Rays fans out there. But it is higher than last year.
That's shocking. VG, only team that could make me less interested in the World Series would be the Mets. Bleep the Stros, bleep the Braves. Haters gotta hate.
It's a good World Series.
It is.
It really is like a take your hatred from the Astros and from the Braves, of course.
I'll be honest with you. I hate the Atlanta franchise. But I actually like their players.
Yeah, like Freddie Freeman's my favorite player outside of the Phillies. Like, I, love the dude. but I still hate the Braves. Like, I want, I am rooting Strohs, as terrible as that may sound because of the whole scandals and stuff, but I can't see the Braves win. Except Evil Chunas. Evil Chunas wants the Braves to win because that might be.
I got you.
That may send a message to the front office. Finally.
I got you. Are you a horror movie fan?
Yes.
All right, good. We have to discuss this coming up.
Okay, sounds good. Right?
And then you also, speaking of movies, owe me a sequel, right? Of that's going
for. Yeah, I saw a trailer for it.
All right, well, let me know. I'll take a couple calls and then I want to hear about
okay,
it.
Okay, cool.
Because I'm. You got me excited.
Nice. All right.
Is it coming out for like around the Super Bowl?
Sometime soon, yeah. I heard this year.
Really?
I just haven't heard a date yet.
I can't wait. Aaron, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Aaron.
Good win by the Fly Boys last night.
Big win by the Fly Boys.
Big win. Because I'm so used to them just getting thrashed from the West Coast.
Did you watch the game?
Yeah, I watched some, man. I got to get up 4 in the morning.
I
watch a lot, but I watch highlights. I watch good highlights.
Hey, no, listen, I get it. They are fast, man. What we saw was a team that was fast.
Right, and that's why they used to always get beat, because they wasn't a fast team. They used to just go right by them and just score. I'd be like, what are y'all doing?
Just
fly right by them and just go ahead and score, man. So, Killer Cam, that's my name for him, Killer Cam.
That's your boy. Killer Cam. I love it.
Killer Cam, man. He got his head on right, and I think he's really the leader of the team.
I want to see you. I want to see you on the truck rocking a Flyers jersey.
Bro, I got more Flyers stuff. You don't even know. I got Flyers stuff, all kinds of Flyers stuff.
All right. I want to see you on the truck, man. I'm going to see you on the truck.
I know you're
Flyers, man. Flyers
stuff. I have my Flyers hat on and all that.
Yeah, that's nice.
Now, because ain't nobody doing nothing.
Yeah. No, I know.
I definitely have the orange and black on, you know what I mean?
Listen, I know you're Flyers, man.
Yeah, and good win by the Strohs last night. I watched some of that. Good win by the Strohs. And people are watching it. It's just
you think so?
Because we hate Atlanta so much.
Yeah.
And you like players on their team, which is amazing to me.
I do. I got to admit it. I like their squad.
Yeah, I don't like none of them.
You don't like Freddie?
I don't like him either. No, because he killed the Phillies.
Oh, I know he kills the Phillies. I'm just saying he's good. He's a good dude. What about Ozzy Albies? Ozzy.
I can't do it, man.
You don't like Ozzy?
When I was growing up, everybody loved Michael Jordan.
Yeah, I used to love Jordan.
But he'd come here and kill us.
Yeah, well, he's stuck.
I like Michael Jordan.
Yeah, well, I hate
that's the kind of guy.
I like Mike.
You beat us up.
I'm rooting Strohs. I don't want the Braves to win, but I can't lie and tell you I hate
but
those players.
Andrew wants the Braves to win, and he don't put no rat call out for himself.
Evil Andrew.
No, it's a statement for the Phillies. No, you have to follow
it
his
ain't
line
help
of thinking.
The Phillies. It
helps us.
It ain't going to help the Phillies. Why is it going to help the Phillies? Explain.
Because
Andrew,
they get embarrassed by the Atlanta winning. And will force Middleton.
Especially because of the trades the Phillies could have made Braves made.
To dive into luxury tax.
That's a bunch of crap. Braves been winning for 14, 15 years.
You're just upset that your Dodger Blues out of the playoffs. It's all right, Aaron.
No, just listen to me. What quick? Andrew. You can give me the rat. You're evil rat. You the evil rat. But listen. The Braves been winning. I mean, they ain't win the World Series, but they always been constantly in it for the last 13, 14, 15 years. So if the Phillies don't understand that and get a farm system, which Atlanta has.
We know all about it.
We know all that.
We ain't got to do all that. Man.
I got you, Aaron. All right, buddy. Go Flyers, brother. Go Flyers. Fly, guys. Tonight. Tonight against the Canucks.
They got this.
All right, 10 o'clock. I want you back there watching.
All right, I'm watching for about 12.
Man. All right, that's a bet. Thank you, Aaron. See you, buddy. Flyers Nucks tonight. You're like Flyers come back to back.
That would be nice. I'm interested
tough
to see.
Spot.
Would love to see how Martin Jones plays. You know, he was all right in his game against Boston. So we'll see. It is a tough spot. Second game of back-to-back out west like that. Very impressive win last night.
I know.
So
they're riding high.
That would be nice.
I think I could smell another Another victory.
See, my man Joe E on the YouTube chat. What's up, Joe and everybody else?
Hey, Joe.
By the way, everybody went crazy when Miss Rhonda showed her gear.
Right.
Everybody,
was that great? Was that awesome?
Yeah, so everybody was going
nuts. How about
nuts.
That sweater on the I love that.
People love Miss Rhonda.
Arms are black. Yeah.
As everyone should. But Joe E is just a total hater of the Two Time song and just keeps on asking me to get rid of it. He said it's bad juju to keep playing it. To me, it's bad juju to get rid of it.
Oh, dude, I mean, Jim
it's
from
hot
the
start, man.
Jim from the Palm says get rid of it too.
Listen, the deal is three straight L's, it's out.
Dude, let me ask you a question.
Two bad L's, I'll kick it out. How's that sound?
Why are you so, like, quite frankly, it's not that good.
What?
I'm going to be real with you.
It's not that good.
It's like I say, play the song and that comes on, it's... I mean, I might think you and Black Gritty are the only ones who actually really like it.
Ah, Goose. My man Goose is on there.
Goose likes it?
Yeah, Goose is a big fan.
Goose has taste.
My man Jared on Twitter, he likes it.
Yeah?
Yeah. He says he can't get rid of it until they start losing.
Listen, I'm out of this fight. All right? I'm kind of on the fence.
Listen, I can't. When we do Philly sports trips to, like, Sweden or wherever Ann Lee's from, we'll dance that at the clubs.
Speaking of Philly sports trips, we're going to Denver.
Can't wait, man. I'm so pumped for that.
All right. And, in fact, my man Vince told us, you see this? He said, we're sold out for Denver, but we got the tailgate. And right now, he said, we got room for like another 100 Eagle fans for the tailgate.
Oh, okay.
And they do a tailgate. Right? He said, listen, we'll have a blast. We are going to have a fun time.
I can't wait, man. It's going to be a ton of fun.
So, I experienced the tailgate. It's awesome, dude. It's fabulous. It really is. So, go to phillysportstrips.com, man. Check it out. All right? Come to the tailgate. 11-11, man. I look up and it's 11-11.
There it is.
It's amazing.
Wentz.
Kevin, you're on 97.5. The Fanatic, Kev.
Hey, I heard Johnny Hockey. I figured I'd call in. How you been?
Hey, what's going on, Kev? What's happening, brother?
I was at the dog park when you were talking about Holly Delrink, and I said, let me send him a text. I went out to lunch, and I left my wallet. I left my credit card at the place. I'm driving home, and I'm thinking, send a text to me. It was you. I started laughing.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
His dad was the hockey coach at Gloucester Catholic for 11 years.
Dude, that's awesome. That is awesome.
Yeah. So we should trade for him at the... I'm not a hockey guy, but we should trade for him at the deadline. I'd go watch that.
No, Kev, listen. Play. I mean, that's actually a possibility.
Yeah. He's in I'm pretty sure, because I looked it up, he's in the last year, I think.
No, there is rumors about him getting moved.
Yeah.
Seriously. Yeah.
Yeah, his family would love that, man.
Dude, seriously. If you got Goudreau here... I mean, that would be ridiculous.
All right, here's what I'm... How about a Sixers trade? I'm trying to look at something realistic.
What's that?
All right. Where salaries have to match. And, all right, like, I know everyone wants Dane, but I don't think that's realistic.
Dane's coming, man. Monday night, he's coming to Philadelphia. Monday night, he'll be here. We got to get roses from the tarmac.
All right, how about these names just as like something? All right, let's say that don't work.
Right.
All right, the kid from Oklahoma City, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
They're not going to trade him. He's like their future.
But they have 17 picks, right?
They're not going to trade the Gilgeous.
Okay.
The Gilgeous is their future.
They're not even close.
Yeah, but he's a young kid. He's a player. He can't be a baller. They're not going to trade him.
They got him in the trade for Paul George.
The Gilgeous is not going anywhere.
Okay. All right, how about Charlotte's off to a, 3-1 start, a 3-0 start. They had two guards that they drafted, LaMelo, Miles Bridges, who are playing. Ishmitt's their third, who they signed as a free. Would you do Terry Rozier in a free team?
Yeah, it's funny. He's an interesting guy. I mean, I was talking to Tunis, Kev. Good stuff, man. I was talking to the Tunis about that, about Rozier. He's not, like, you need a point guard. And he could actually fill it up from the point guard. Now, he plays no defense. But, you know, he's a good ball player.
Yeah, he's not much of a facilitator. I even looked it up. I know we don't like looking at stats, but he's like a career 2 assists a game guy. Now, his role in his career so far has been when he was with Boston, was come off the bench and score. And then last year when LaMelo Ball goes down, he was just the guy to score for Charlotte. But he's not much of a facilitator.
Well, he could play the point. He's not Ben, I grant you, when it comes to facilitating the basketball. He can run, but he can run. He's run the point before.
Yeah, I mean, I just worry. Like, it's still,
I'm not saying Trey Simmons. I'm not saying Trey. No, he'd have to be the point guard. I mean, that's it.
Right. I just don't know if he can play that just yet. You know.
I've seen it before. Run the point. So I don't know.
By the way, I put up, I'll give you the results later, but I did put up a poll regarding two times. It needs to be decided.
Yeah?
It has to be, yeah.
You're itching.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, we can discuss it. Again, I got nobody in this fight.
That's disappointing.
I got nobody in the fight. I'll be honest with you, bro.
You gonna say that right to Ann Lee's face?
Yes. Bleep Ann Lee.
Whoa, come on, man.
Can I tell you? I got no feeling one way or the other.
All right.
You know, if it makes you happy, I go, all right. But then it doesn't really move me. The only thing I like is when Black Gritty sings it. I might allow it just for Black Gritty.
Okay. All right, sounds good.
So you and Black Gritty can vibe on.
All right,
together.
Well, we'll do it through the system. We'll see how
see what happens.
See what happens. Would you like this movie trailer?
Actually, do it coming up. Oh, do we have a guest coming up?
Yeah, we got D-Gun coming up.
Oh, we have D-Gun? No, nice. All right, everybody sit tight. All right, so tell me, so you actually, there's a football movie.
It's a spinoff, yeah.
It's a spinoff, a sequel?
Yes. Kind of, yeah.
Or a remake.
It's a spin-off.
Remake is when you make the same movie, or is it a sequel where it's...
It's a remake for sure.
It's a remake.
It's a remake, yeah.
Okay.
We always talk about how the movie might not have ever been that great, but of course the iconic speech from Any Given Sunday.
Oh my God, they're making another Any Given Sunday?
Yeah, and I think they could make that movie better, right? Like, it was pretty good for its time.
Yeah, man.
But they could definitely have made it a little bit better.
O Stone.
Yeah.
That's an O Stone movie.
So, they changed the title and everything. It's called Any Given Flower.
3 minutes to the biggest battle of our professional lives.
Everybody wants to see results. Shoot, nobody wants to see results more than us.
Either we heal as a team, or we're going to crumble.
Look at yourself first, and are you watering and are you fertilizing every day?
We're in hell right now, gentlemen. Believe me. And we can stay here, get the kicked out of us, or we can
do our part to water
our way back into the light.
And the only way the roots grow out every single day and they grow stronger and grow better is if we all fertilize.
Now, I can't do it for you.
Each individual coach, each individual player, each everybody in the building.
But you only learn that when you start losing stuff. The margin for error is so small. I mean, one half is too late or too early, and you don't quite make it. One half second too slow, too fast.
To water.
The inches we need are everywhere.
I put a picture of a flower up, right? And that's coming through the ground, and the roots are growing out.
On this team, we fight for that
flower.
On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that
flower.
We claw with our fingernails for that
flower.
Because we know when we add up all those
roots,
that's going to make the difference between winning and losing. Between living and dying. I'll tell you this, in any fight, it's the guy who's willing
to water
who's going
to
win that
flower.
And I know if I'm going to have any life anymore, it's because I'm still willing to
watering and fertilizing every day
and die for that
flower.
Because
That's what living is. Now, I can't make you do it. You got to look at the guy next to you. Look into his eyes. Now, I think you're going to see a guy who will go that inch with you.
Hell yeah.
You're going to see a guy who will
do our part to water
for this team, because he knows when it comes down to it, you're going to do the same for him. That's the
flower,
gentlemen.
Hell yeah.
And either we heal now as a team.
Each individual coach, each individual player, each everybody in the building, that we do our part to water to make sure that when it does pop out, it really pops out and it grows.
That's football, guys.
Wow! I can't wait to see it! Driving Coach Daisy! Oh, my God!
I can't wait, man. Come to a theater near you.
Dude, midnight showing, man. You and I.
I'll be there.
Jonas, you're up. Mother, father, genius! A genius, Jonas, a genius!
Fight for that flower, man.
Oh, my God, that's great. Any given garden. Fight for that inch, fellas.
Fight for that root.
Oh, my God. Speaking of the garden of good and evil, we'll talk about Eagles-Lions coming up next with D-Gun. He's a hell of a rose, that D-Gun. 610-632-0975. That's how you join us. Cuz Radio Tunis, 97.5 The Fanatic. Let's talk bar. Bars, Tunis. Bars. Yes, the bars. You got to love the bars. And we love Name This Restaurant and Sports Bar. 2900 Street Road in Bensalem. Right across from Parks Casino. Now, we need your support. You're going to love it there. We're there tomorrow for the tailgate. It's a blast, right? People coming, hanging out. We're going to have a great time. It's so much fun. You cannot beat their happy hour, all right? Monday through Friday, 4 to 6, half off appetizers and all drinks. And again, we're going to be there. It's also the home of our Birds pregame show, every away game with Devon and D-Gun. Yeah, man. This Sunday, in fact, D-Gun's coming up next. Join D-Gun and Devon. Get your pregame on, dollar Miller Lite draft before the Birds take on the Lions. Now, you can also register for your chance to win a pair of Eagles Miller Lite flight deck tickets to the November 21st game against New Orleans. Name This Restaurant and Sports Bar. It's my buddy's joint, John. He does a great job. Check it out, man. Ultimate space for all kinds of fun. Philadelphia sports fans, great food, outdoor seating, plenty of space to watch the games. Philadelphia, I'm telling you, you're going to love it. Check it out. Name This Restaurant Sports Bar, 2900 Street Road in Bensalem, right across from Parks Casino, and we'll see you there tomorrow.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, it's 11:30 across the Delaware Valley. Our 11 o'clock hour is brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers. It's where Philly gets engaged. Great job there, Jonas.
Oh, thank you.
You're a genius.
It's a good time.
You gonna go see the movie?
Yeah. Midnight release. I may even try to get some connections to see if I could get it sent to me before. You know, movie reviewers get the movie sent to them before.
Yep.
Maybe I'll do that.
Yep. I can get that done.
All right, thank you. Yeah, just let me know.
It's not an Oliver Stone production, though.
No.
No, Oliver Stone.
That was M. Night.
It's an M. Night?
Yeah, M. Night did that one.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Okay. I shot him an email. He took care of it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Interesting.
Well, it's because it's with Sirianni, so local, you know, figured out how to have M. Night take care of it.
And so at the end, what, we realized that the defensive coordinator is dead? And that's not really him?
Yes.
Yes. He's seeing dead football players?
Yeah.
Is that it? Or dead guys?
Yeah.
It's like, what? He's looking around like it's this, to mix my sports movies. He's looking at a cornfield. Oh, my God. It wouldn't be bad if they lost, dude. I hate to say it. But, you know, again, I'm watching impassively without any, you know, rooting interest. But it wouldn't be bad if they lost the game to Detroit. If there's ever a game to lose, it's this one.
Let me ask you something. Is there, because I don't like doing this, but if it's real bad come like week 13, 14, would you get rid of them and just have an interim guy finish the last 3 weeks? Or would you just be like, hey, this year it is what it is. Let him finish out, and then we'll get rid of him. Like, would you make a statement and fire him with still 4 weeks left? The DC?
No.
Okay.
You got nothing to gain.
Right.
I wouldn't fire him. I would make my decision at the end of the year. You don't need any. Like, the only reason why you fire guys during the season is if you're trying to, like, shake things up.
Right.
Like, maybe, and, you know, if things are going bad and you have high expectations, then you could make the hire to kind of jar things. Or you're firing the head coach and, like, he's run its course and you want to make sure you get a jump on the candidates.
Yeah.
So that's the only reason why. During the season, I've never, you know, to me, it's rare I would fire anybody.
You shouldn't also wait 2 weeks after the season ends to get rid of your head coach.
No, that's not a good idea either.
Yeah. Well, the Eagles did that, too.
I know.
Doug had to take 6 trips down to Florida to get fired.
I was here. I remember it.
You were? Oh, you're that Anthony guy.
You're correct. Yeah.
The cuz.
Yes.
Nice meeting you.
Yeah, pleasure. Ray, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Ray.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on, Ray?
Hey, first time, long time, fellas.
Welcome.
All right. Hey, I got, first of all, that Any Given Sunday thing, that was absolutely hilarious. Trinity, you got to take yourself or whoever was in there, man. That was awesome.
Thank you, brother. We appreciate it.
All right. So one point about Hurts, before I get to on a positive note, I'll end. Here's something I have not heard yet about Hurts. We know he's got a weak arm, right? Everyone says that. But nothing's been mentioned about his throwing motion when he's throwing those deep passes. I'm not talking about the Hail Marys or anything. We're talking about 40, 50 yards. Have you seen how his body throws these balls, the deep ones?
Yeah.
He is all up from head to toe, the entire body, just flinging it out there.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you do. Like, he's a leg thrower, right? So, and if you look at him, and if you look at his motion too, his arm's way back, almost like a pitcher, right?
Exactly, yes.
And it's, you know, it's a problem. I mean, listen, there's so many things. It's a shame with Jalen, but he's just not, you know, he's not a starting quarterback who's going to win in this league. You can say it.
I mean, you can even watch him after he hits the ground, after he's thrown that deep ball, he's crossing his fingers.
Yeah.
Just throwing it out there and helping.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's one of those kids who was a really, really good, accomplished college quarterback. He used to throw, you know, through gaping windows. You know, I mean, that's kind of what he is. He's got some good, you know, decent, he's a good athlete. It's a shame. He's just not an NFL caliber starter.
I know. Sadly, I know. So, from the positive. So, I stayed up and watched the game last night, the Flyers. And let me tell you, I'm excited. I was excited for this team back when they made those additions back in the summer and before, you know, training camp and all that. But it's early yet. I'm not getting in delusions and grandeur. It's early. But I'm excited. Excited for this team. Looking real good so far. It's all positive right there. And a lot of other people are getting excited.
Yeah.
This morning, my 10-year-old daughter, I've taken to about a half dozen games. She wakes up, comes running out, getting ready for school. Daddy, did they win last night?
Oh, really? That's awesome.
Yeah. And before I could say yes, she's going, Dad, we got to go to a game. Come on.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool, man. I love that.
she's into field hockey, so she kind of sees a little bit of connection there. With
sure, right. That's great, man. That's fantastic, brother. My little guy, same thing. Like, he wanted to watch the World Series and Flyers. Like, he's like, oh, daddy, look, you know, he's all excited. He's skating now because he's so into it. It's fun.
Yeah, it's real fun. But so then I'll just leave it with a question. Carter Hart, are we a Flyers goalie jinx again, or is he going to have a good year?
Listen, I thought he played well last night. That team's great. It's a great offensive team. I mean, I think he's ride with the kid. I think he'll be fine. I think he's good. I really do. I think he's good.
Not like yesterday was an easy task.
Well, that's my point.
Right.
I mean, you're facing that team. What excited me about the Flyers last night was how they kept up. Like, usually you can get outpaced. We talk about it all the time. Like, if you watch West Coast teams, it's a different game. Other than the only team, like, the Lightning and Toronto can play that style a little bit because they have such great offenses. But most of those teams out West, man, they outpace you. And they've done it to the Flyers historically. Not last night.
No, not last night. Flyers kept
not
up.
Not last night. It was impressive. Henry, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Henry.
Cuz, I got a big hatred for the song that I gotta talk to you guys about. But first, I'm a sense of violation. I was so excited when you said there's an Any Given Sunday sequel remake coming out. I'm like, no, the remake of that movie, that's going to be great. But I thought that was phenomenal, that speech intertwined. But so here, I'm gonna add to it. So you said M. Night Shyamalan's directing it, right? Do you remember the movie The Happening?
Yes!
The Shyamalan movie?
Yes!
Mark Wahlberg is Sirianni. At the end of that movie, they realize that things are going awry because they're not talking to plants the right way.
Uh-huh. I love that.
Sequel to that. Mark Wahlberg turns into Sirianni. They're talking to plants and save the world.
I love it.
Unfortunately, they can't save the franchise.
Yeah.
Well, now, were you a Fresh Prince of Bel Air guy? Are you familiar? Like, I'm sure Tunis is.
Wait, say one more time.
Fresh Prince of Bel Air. Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
The one episode, he goes to, I think it's Mickey's school or like some kind of talent show, and he dresses as the sunflower.
Yes.
Like, the flower in the head.
I remember that. Yes,
I imagine that in that the meeting with the players. He's got the coaches dressed up in the sunflower, talking to them, and he's like,
so did you see? There's a meme going around with Hurts in the sunflower suit.
Oh my god!
Oh, it's hysterical.
Can he play quarterback in that team? That makes this team worth watching again.
I know. It sucks, man. It's a shame.
But all right. So for the song. Tunis, I created a Twitter account to go get that song out of here. All right? Now, the Flyers, at the end of the games when they win, they play the orange and the black, right? The orange and the black.
The orange and the black.
The Flyers song. I get Horst that brought it in, but he was hung up. And when Danny Bear left town, he brought in the Duke Goldhorn. The Flyers mixed that as soon as he's gone. I think the two-time song has got to go.
All right, well, if I get rid of it now and they lose five straight, what are you going to say then, Henry?
Then I'm going to say we lost five straight and hopefully we win number six.
Wow. See, I'm a believer in the good vibes, Henry. 3-1-1, man, to the first five.
Listen, the way this team's playing is 3-1-1. I'm all about the juju. I get you.
Let me ask both of you guys a question. Because, listen, I get the superstitious nature. However, aren't the Flyers good enough? Don't your eyes tell you that they're good enough that it doesn't matter about the song? That the superstition doesn't matter?
I see this team as a for sure playoff team. You know, maybe not a 1 or 2 seed, but they're almost a wild card for sure, I can say. But the way they're playing, I think they could be up there. I don't think they're going to win a conference.
It's so early. I don't even want to talk about playoffs and what they are. Like, to me, you know they're good.
So close.
Yeah.
They're so close.
And look, you got a deadline coming up, a trade deadline. There's a lot to do. Are you, you didn't have a chance for your rebuttal.
No, I mean, listen, he's kind of anti-superstition. It's fine. You know me, I am pro superstition. The day my wife, girlfriend, fiance at the time, forget where we were at in the relationship, she washed the Eagles hoodie. And then Carson tore his ACL. I did not wash that hoodie all season long, and then Carson tears his ACL. I'm just saying, like that's a sign. So come on now. I washed it. I washed it after the loss. I rewashed it, and then look what they did. They ended up winning. Just saying, man. Would you like to poll of the day so that we can know if Henry made a good decision?
I mean, if you must.
Well, I must, because I got to tell you, the poll of the day is brought to us by Marvin E. Cann's Heating and Air Conditioning. Anthony.
I mean, I'm not, you know, waiting with bated breath over the song, but
Marvin E. Cann's Heating and Air Conditioning, they're open, and they're able to assist you with any emergency service and replacement needs, including installation of air scrubbers and other air quality products. Visit MarvinEcanns.com. On the midday count, does the song stay or go? Sorry, Henry. Wasted your time making the Twitter account. He's in the 40% saying it should go. 60% say it should stay.
Wow.
Yeah. 60%, man. And I think Ben, Slippin' Benny, his response was perfect. I love that stupid song. Keep it.
Wow. So 60-40.
Yes, as of right now.
All right,
all running till the end of the show.
Now, how long did you, when did you put it up?
2 o'clock, till 2 o'clock.
No, when did you put it up?
How long ago? Up 27 minutes ago.
Okay, well, that's good. That's a nice thing.
Yeah, so, we'll see.
All right, well, keep me abreast of it.
I will.
Not that I care.
Bated breath.
You got it, buddy. I'm rooting for you, man. Rooting for you.
Go team. Go team two times.
Go Tunis. Chris! You're on 97.5 Fanatic. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how you doing? Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. This is totally about the Eagles. I've been an Eagles fan since I was 12. Just wanted to go ahead and say I feel like the quarterback position needs to be addressed. Jalen Hurts, I don't think, is the answer. He was drafted to be Carson Wentz's backup at best. You know, and then Carson Wentz didn't play well. And because Carson didn't play well, our O-line was all banged up. You know, we wanted to go ahead and see what Jalen Hurts had to offer. But I think he was Carson's backup. I feel like the quarterback position needs to be addressed. I feel like our secondary needs to be addressed. And I'm hoping we can get a true number one receiver. Devontae Smith is a good, to me, in my opinion, a slot receiver.
No. That's the only thing I disagree with you on is that Devontae Smith is a slot guy. I disagree with that. How do you know? First of all, you already said you admitted the quarterback's not good enough. How are you going to make a determination on Devontae Smith when the quarterback's not good enough?
I just look at his physical appearance. He's 6 foot, 170 pounds.
Homie, you're wrong.
If you compare him to Terrell Owens.
They're different players. That's ridiculous.
I understand that.
Come on, dude.
That's the prototypical.
You've been out in California too long. Where you live at, brother?
I live in Center, California. I'm on my way to work to L.A.
Nice. You all right out there? Everything good?
Everything's good. Just trying to stay with flow of traffic.
Oh, dude. I know. That's brutal, brother. That's brutal.
Yeah. That's just my opinion. You know, everybody has...
Listen, I can correct you as an expert. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
No, I'm just breaking your balls. I get it, dude. I disagree with that. I do think Devontae Smith is a number one receiver. That's the least of your worries. The least of your worries. You got a lot of worries, my man. That's not one of them.
But how do we pass up on Justin Jefferson?
Yeah, I know.
On all these good, they look like prototype, true number one receiver.
Yeah, I hear you.
We had Deshaun Jackson. Yeah, we had Deshaun Jackson.
You got your primary go-to receiver, and then you have your big play guy, right? Deshaun was a big play guy. Deshaun was terrific, right? But again, here he was done when he came back. They didn't give Wentz, to your point, and you're right about this, they didn't give Wentz any kind of sufficient weapons.
Yeah.
You know. Anyway, good stuff. Listen, hang in there, buddy. All right, hang in. Just know that Devontae Smith's a good receiver, and you got plenty things to worry about. And yes, they screwed up the draft over and over and over again. Stevie, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Steve,
how's it going, Cuz?
What's up, Steve?
Everything's good, but you know, everybody's kind of hampering, you know, the Eagles management and all that. But looking at it, you know, I think the Sixers might be in a bigger shambles than the Eagles, because this is what I don't understand. How does Embiid not go ahead and get that knee worked on? So he could have probably had to sit out maybe the first month or so of the Sixers. But now we're in a dilemma that his knee is just going to go ahead and get worse. So, you know,
it's not the organization can't make him, get that thing fixed.
Yeah, but wouldn't they kind of like, you know, get into his ear and be like, listen, man, instead of just going
into maybe they were informed that the knee wasn't that bad.
It's just crazy sitting back and watching him play that he can't do nothing in the paint right now because of that knee. So it's making him shoot all these outside
shots. But he's always going to shoot. That's nothing to do with the knee.
You don't think so?
No. No. I mean, you know, Joe. Stevie?
Well, then again, so do you think that they signed him to that contract extension just because?
Listen, Embiid, again, I want to tell you what I told the last caller. Embiid is the least of your worries. He is. Like, you got to get a point guard. You got no point guard. I mean, you know, it's like complaining about Devontae Smith, which I don't even understand, when you got no quarterback. Like, what's there to complain about? How could you say that Devontae Smith is not a big-time receiver? First of all, you don't know, because the quarterback's not good enough. And then you got the coaching issue. And joining us to talk about the Birds, he'll be manning the pregame show on Sunday with Devon from Name That Bar and Restaurant. Yes, D-Gun. What's up, baby?
My man, what's happening today?
What's going on, brother? Flowers, baby. All about botany.
Look, man, I'm just trying to get through the week like everybody else. And when he dropped that bomb about roots and flowers and water and growth, I'm like, I've covered this game over four decades, and I've never heard a coach admit publicly that he used that kind of analogy as a motivational speech. I was speechless, man. Speechless.
Yeah, man. I feel you, mate. I do.
I don't know what to make of this team anymore. I have a lot of worries about this game on Sunday because we know a guy named Deuce Staley that wants this game in a worse way. And he's going to do everything within his power to get this. And here's another team.
Go Lions, baby. Go Lions.
Detroit doesn't run the ball well. But all of a sudden, the Raiders popped up. They ran the ball pretty well between the tackles. And Detroit has a couple of running backs, Jamal Williams and, you know, DeAndre Swift, that can step. So I know they're going to try to pound it between the tackles.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, I mean, honestly, is it a bad thing if they lose this week?
For the sake of having to come home after playing the Raiders and Detroit in a span of seven games in a similar fashion, I lose, yes. Because people are going to turn out in droves, but I believe they will turn out more to boo than to cheer.
Well, listen, you know what they are. They're not good.
I know, man.
But, I mean, you knew they weren't good.
They need to get this albatross off their chest. They need a W in the worst way.
They're not good.
Nothing more.
They're not good.
I know they're not good. But we still think they can win, what, five, six games? They're good enough.
Who cares? Like, what's the difference between four games, five games, six games, seven games? You play for the draft. It's about the draft pick anyway.
Oh, so you want them to tank?
Well, I mean, I'll be honest with you. It's not a bad idea right now. I mean, you know. Listen, I'm never a big believer in the football tank, but.
Right. I agree.
Not for nothing. This is an important year because you're going to have three picks in the top 20.
So for this particular.
And you hope that you have the two. And then you have the two that you hope are in the top five.
Yes. So this year you're going against your principles about tanking?
Well, again, you're playing with the Lions, and the Lions are. It's a big game. Just saying, for this one game. You know what I'm saying? One game.
Look, here, from a selfish standpoint, I'm tired of talking on pregame shows and postgame shows about this team losing, man. It's too easy.
They stink.
I'm tired.
I mean, it's really though. They're not good. The coaching's woeful. The quarterback's not a starting quarterback. They have no talent on defense other than the front and Slay.
I said from a selfish standpoint, I would just like to have a feel-good moment if just one feel-good moment. That's all they can still take after this. Just win one game, please.
Yeah.
How many different ways can we say they suck every week? We run out of words. The dictionary only has so many words.
I know. But here's the thing, though. You knew they weren't going to be any good. We all did.
Yes.
We all said it. So, I mean, what's no surprise. And the other thing, Dean.
Jeffrey Lurie told us.
I mean, forget about what they told you. You know what they told you. It's nonsense. It's a rebuild.
He said,
you and I were arguing about that before.
Yes, he said a transition year.
Forget about the verbiage in which they use. It's nonsense. You show the talent? I mean, stop. It's ridiculous. And the other thing is, that defensive coordinator might be the worst coach in the history of Philadelphia.
Wow. That's saying something then. Wow.
No, I mean, seriously. You got, when I say coach, I mean assistant coach, head coach, you name it. Conditioning coach. He might be the worst ever.
Wow. Even coaching assistant? What did they call him? Coaching intern?
Intern. Pinkston was an intern. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? This whole coaching staff, the fact that he didn't hire proven coaches is a travesty. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. And the more he speaks, the more Sirianni puts his foot in his mouth. And then he comes back and he tries to rectify what he says. And Gannon comes back and tries to rectify what he says. And they just make it worse instead of better.
Horrible. Listen, aside, if Gannon was a life coach, you'd get fired. Are you serious? You would be divorced, penniless, and fired if he was a life coach.
What they need is somebody behind closed doors each and every day before they step to the podium. This is what you say. This is what you don't say.
Forget about it. I mean, you know what? They need to hire somebody who's over 12.
Well, that too. But that's not going to happen now. Maybe next year when some of these coaches are forced out of here.
I hear you, buddy.
Know, it is what it is now.
I know. I got to tell you. Tunis is breaking my balls. I got to go to the update. But I got to tell you, D-Gun, we need a deeper conversation. All right, and we'll get to the bottom of this at some point. It's not now because let's face it, you're better off losing this week.
All I'm saying is selfish from a selfish point of view. I just want one more win, just one, just to break up.
Well, you'll get it. I mean, listen, they're not going to go winless the rest of the way, but this particular loss would mean more than a loss against the Giants.
The tank.
The tank train rolling. All right, baby. You got Thomas the Tank Train. You got it, baby. Thanks, bro. Appreciate it, D-Gun. You're the man.
Have a great
See
day,
you
bro.
Sunday, baby. Here he is, D-Gun, pregame show. Thomas the Tank Engine.
See, I think I still have that song.
See now.
Because remember, we...
See now, we're already on the Sprout channel.
There it is.
All of you guys with young kids.
We still got it because this was the Tunis train originally.
Yes. And now it's Thomas the Tank. It's the Tank Train.
By the way, and coming up, I have more plants.
Go for it.
We have more plant press conferences.
Oh, yeah?
Another coach formerly here in Philadelphia did it. Remember I told you Gabe did it?
Yes.
I'll give you the other one coming up.
Take the penalty, Nick. Watch that plant. It's poison ivy, Nick. Poison ivy.
There are evil plants in Harry Potter.
I know, man. You don't understand about the Forbidden Forest like you and I, Judas. Let's talk. Oh, my God. We got open lines if you want to hang out with us. Let's talk about Parks Casino. I'm going to be there later today, the sports book, which we absolutely love. It's the greatest. That Parks sports book's got everything. So let's look at it, right? Parks Casino and Sportsbook tonight, Arizona and Green Bay. What a game. I'm telling you, this has got Cardinals written all over it. There's no Davante Adams. There's no Lazard. The Lizard is out. Rodgers' weapons down to the Scantling and Russ and Tanyan. And I think Ertz has a big game. I think their defense, Arizona defense, looking to pounce. Because I still think they feel like they get no respect. I like the Cardinals. I know the line has shot up a lot. I still like them. I like Arizona this evening. You can bet it on the Parks Casino Sportsbook. And again, all your Sixers and Flyers. I told you last night, Fly guys, we were over plus 160. Hopefully you bet it. Check out Parks Casino Sportsbook and all they have to offer. Go to parkscasino.com/PA. Download the app. Use the promo code Fanatic. Get a risk-free bet up to $500. Got to be in PA. Got to be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
O'clock across the Delaware Valley.
Here we go.
Well, I tell you, I really enjoyed the sequel, the trailer for the sequel to Any Given Sunday, or the remake, involving Nick, his coach Tony. I did hear that along those lines, a new spinoff, Ted Lasso, Coach Sirianni taking it to the Premier League.
It's crazy because
he's going to be doing Tottenham.
It's so perfect. Ann, I got one of the speeches. He gave a halftime speech.
Really?
And it's like he turns life events into the game, just like Sirianni turns the growth of a flower.
Oh my God!
Into a football team.
Lasso!
Yes.
Sirianni!
So I have...
Let's go to Great Britain.
Got ourselves a tie game. Nice work. Fellas, we're broken. We need to change. And look, I know change can be scary. 1 minute, you're playing freeze tag out there at recess with all your buddies. Next thing you know, you're getting zits, your voice gets low. And every time your art teacher, Miss Scanlon, leans over your desk to check and see how your project's going, you feel all squiggly inside.
All right.
She was a striking woman. Not classically beautiful, but striking. First time I ever saw tan lines. Most of the time, change is a good thing. I think that's what it's all about. Embracing change. Being brave. Doing whatever you have to so that everyone in your life can move forward theirs. Maybe it's the only way you can truly help her be happy. Obviously, by her, I'm referring to Lady Football.
Yeah, man. 1 minute you're playing freeze tag. The next year,
you're playing rock, paper, scissors, baby.
It's crazy. They're the same person.
Nick is going to Tottenham. Watch out. The Hotspurs.
Or maybe Nick was more of a soccer guy and he's now just coaching in the NFL somehow. Maybe we're literally living Ted Lasso as we speak.
Maybe.
Do we know? I know. Like if somehow, he talks about his family being a football family. Maybe he meant football as in soccer football. Nobody's asked him about it.
Turns out he's from Brighton. He's just disguised. You know, listen, the American accent's the easiest thing to do. You know, when he comes up, when he comes over, he breaks out the British accent. That's it.
That's it.
All right.
Now, would you like to hear the other coach that also mentioned plants?
Yeah, sure.
This, a former Philadelphia Eagle head coach, but this was when he was in college coaching for Oregon.
Oh, the chipper.
Watering the bamboo. If you water bamboo in the first year, nothing happens. If you water it in the second year, nothing happens. If you water it in the third year, nothing happens. If you water it in the fourth year, it grows 90 feet in 6 weeks. So that kind of analogy to our players is that, you know, you have to just keep driving and keep paying, and it'll pay off in the long run, and that's what those guys understand. So it's good that they listen.
So.
Another bamboo!
So.
Wow, you can't beat this! They're all botanists!
Gabe, Chip, now Sirianni.
Oh, my God!
You got Bamboo Brad.
Oh, it's everywhere, baby! It's everywhere! You water it the first year, nothing happens. You water it the second year, nothing happens. You water it the third year, nothing happens. You water it the fourth year, grows 90 feet.
So. Why do we all have to be so deep? Like, there's players that got to be deep. Coaches got to be deep. I bet we go out there and win a damn football game. How's that sound?
Wow, that's a Judas. I love that.
I'm tired of it. I don't need to hear about plants. Just coach the damn game.
Dude,
how about you grow an offensive game plan?
Dude, I love that. That's a Judas. See, if it was Coach Judas, you'd say, listen, guys.
Men.
We're not talking about trees. We're not talking about the meaning of life. We're just talking about football, damn it. That's it. There's no metaphor about existence. There's no metaphor about Eastern philosophy. There's no metaphor for plant life. Not whether it's in the ocean or whether it's in a farm. There's no metaphor for that. It's just effing football. So go out and win the effing game.
That's all I'm asking for.
That's you. I just did Coach Judas.
Thank you.
Now you got to tell, you put that speech next to Sirianni and Chip and Lasso. That's it.
Yeah.
Coach Judas.
I don't need plants. So my man Tom Alvord is helping us out today. Did a great job. He actually got, you came up with this. You wanted to hear some of the best speeches. So like, I one quick one from Bobby Bowden. Very plain and simple, this speech. You ready?
I'm ready.
This is to his players in the locker room.
In a football game, there is going to be adversity. And that's one of the great teachings of football. There is going to be adversity. You're going to get knocked down. You're going to get ripped apart. The other team is going to move the ball on you. But you can't quit. You can't let up. You must back off and regroup and come back. You got to keep fighting.
That's all. Keep fighting. That's all. Hey, he didn't bring out.
Just like the Brazilian wildflower. You got to keep fighting.
You know, they may chop you down, but when you continue to be fertilized and watered by us, the coaches, you're going to grow back. Don't you worry. Like, we got no plants here.
Oh, my God.
You're going to get knocked down. You got to get back up. Thank you. That's all. I mean, even Dan Campbell, oh, we're going to bite their kneecaps. We don't need biting kneecaps either. I don't need plants. I don't need kneecaps being bitten.
Ah, come on. Cannibalism's better than flour, than plant-based diet.
I agree with you there.
Listen, you go plant-based, I get it. But, like, to me,
it's a protein.
I'm a meat eater, dude. Okay, give me the cannibal.
I agree with you there, but
all day, every day,
I don't need any of this stuff. Well, since when do we have to be so artistic when we're coaches now?
Oh, it's I'll be honest with you, not that artistic. It really not that interesting. It's not that the metaphor is not that good.
No, it's not. But they're trying to,
quite frankly,
they're trying to reach for every single one.
Just to be real, hey, I got Temple tickets.
Oh, is that right?
I do. So the seventh caller right now, the 215-263-0975, will win a pair of tickets. Temple UCF Saturday at noon, Lincoln Financial Field. It's Superhero Day. Kids can take part in trick-or-treating in the concourse. Kids tickets on game day, just $12. Visit owlsticks.com.
You know what, men? Speaking of superheroes, every superhero has their kryptonite. Every superhero has their flaw. Our flaw might be we have a quarterback that can't throw. We may not have linebackers that belong in the NFL.
We may not have safeties.
We may not. Our defensive coordinator doesn't know how to design a blitz. But
our defensive tackle believes our defensive coordinator sucks.
But they're superheroes for a reason, man. They always come out on top.
Oh, my God.
The movie may be long. There may be 25,000 sequels to Batman and Superman. But we'll be back.
I still hate Batman. Still hate him. By the way, Tunis, speaking of movies, I got to ask you a question because I'm going to have a little fun.
Okay.
With the kids. All right? It's time to scare the hell out of them.
Good. Nice. All right. I'm in.
It's Halloween. Now, I'm going to ask you, I need to come up with the top 10 scariest movies to watch for Halloween. Now, first I'll ask the question. I don't know. I mean, Mossy's a tough kid, and he's 9. And he will be 12. He's 11 right now, but he'll be 12 in November. You know, are we good?
Yeah, scary movies. I was watching scary movies when I was young.
That's what I'm saying, right? Yeah. Like, so I'm not going to get, you know, castigated as a bad dad, right?
No, especially, like, if you're there. I used to watch it by myself. Like, I would sneak downstairs.
No, I want to watch. I said, look, it's going to rain Friday. And we were going to go to the Creamy Acres.
Ah, nice.
Which is the scary whatever it is.
Been there a couple times.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
So my guess is...
They do a great job, by the way.
It's supposed to pour Friday night, so I'm guessing there's no Creamy Acres. So I want to do something for them for the Halloween. So I said, yo, we'll have movie night. Like, we'll start early, and we'll go all through the night. So I'm going to come up with the 10 scariest movies that you've ever seen. And I'm going to watch it with them.
Have they watched any scary movies yet? Like, do you know what they're afraid of just yet?
I mean,
Michael Myers, I don't think is that scary. It's just like the music and the idea. Like, I don't know. Are they going to be scared of Michael Myers? I don't think so.
Nah, I don't think so. Mossy want to fight him.
Yeah, probably. He'd take him down, too.
I mean, listen, we'll give it a shot. If it's too scary, I'll turn it off. But I'm going to open up the playbook.
Like all these Conjuring movies.
Yeah, they're scary, right?
Insidious, is that what it's called? Conjuring, the Annabelle, all those things freak me out.
What's Annabelle?
Annabelle's the evil doll.
But let me ask you a question. How many dolls?
Dolls freak me out, dude.
Yeah, but that's a done. How many dolls are you going to do?
All right, so you also want to be interested, too, I would imagine.
No, actually, they do. They like, what's that movie? About the kid. There's a guy who is a writer, and his books come to life. You know that movie?
No.
It's more of a kid. I guess it's more of a kid's thing.
Goosebumps?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I remember that as a kid.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought they were all right to step it up a little bit.
Yeah, I think so, too. Couple of movies I saw recently.
Like, I want bone chilling.
So there's one movie that I don't want
to... Because I'm in on that. Like, I want to... Like, I do. I agree, too. Like, I want to be in on the bone chilling.
I don't want to give it away, but there's a movie that I really liked. Two I'll give you. One is Hush.
I'm writing these down. So I need to come up with 10.
Okay. Now, right. Listen, I'm not a movie guy, but I'm into the horror stuff. So I've actually
seen it. You said you like the horror, so all right.
So this movie called Hush, where the lady is deaf.
Okay.
So she can't hear anything, right? And there was a guy outside her house, and she knows he's out there, but she can't hear him and all that kind of stuff. And he's trying to break in and try to get to her.
Ooh.
And she lives in the middle of the woods with no other houses around.
Dude, I tell you about these woods, man. The woods are no... I was telling these to the morning show today. They're all pro woods. Who the hell wants to live in the woods?
I like a wood. I'm a fan of the woods.
What, you want to live in the woods?
I'm a fan of the woods, yeah.
Dude, that's a wrong, that's not smart.
All right, so Hush is scary.
You never live in the woods.
Think about that. A girl who's deaf by herself.
You didn't grow up in the woods. No, but
I like the woods. I'd hang out in the woods.
Yeah.
Hush is one.
Woods are no good, dude.
The Visit.
Ooh, The Visit.
It's these two kids that are at their grandparents' house.
Okay.
And the grandparents have been acting funny. And I can't give away anymore.
Is that an M. Night? I think that's an M. Night
movie. It is an M. Night movie, yeah.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed it. And, you know.
Ooh, VG goes Hush solid.
Hush is a fantastic
movie.
And
he's a horror junkie.
So Hush, The Visit, and then another movie that I saw recently, Open House.
Open House.
So the family's trying to sell the house, and all these people are coming in, coming out. Until one night, one of the people stays in the house.
Oh, man.
And they really didn't know that there was somebody in the house still.
Oh, that's messed up. That's messed up.
And I love the movies, Ant, and I don't want to spoil it, but I love the movies when, and this is kind of terrible of me, where things don't end the way they normally do.
Oh, really?
Where people escape.
You don't want the happy ending.
No. Which makes that movie even better.
You know, Eddie Murphy did a riff years ago about The Horrible, which is like the house. He would do, get out.
Yeah.
And he'd go, see ya.
Yeah, I remember that skit.
Which is the best. Which is true. Because, like, you always see, like, there's always a haunted house, right? There's always a house. And I don't know. There was a story the other day. It was, like, in the New York Times. Right? I don't know what the real haunted house, right? This and that. And I'm going, like, all this crazy stuff happens and people that you know, they witness all this goofy stuff and they stay.
Yes.
Why would you stay?
Like all these Conjuring movies.
It makes no sense.
Paranormal Activity, right, those movies.
Dude, it makes no sense why you're staying. Murphy's right. Like, the minute.
You see a table flying.
The minute some spirit's bleeping with you.
Yeah, you're out.
You gotta go, yo, dude, I'm out. See ya. You want the house? Take the house. I'm gonna sell it. And then you can spook whoever comes in next. All right?
Well, me, I'm out.
Leave me alone. All right? I got my St. Anthony medal. Stay away, you bastard.
Then, of course, you got your classics. You got your Poltergeists. You got your Exorcist. The original Exorcist.
All right, we'll give some people a chance. I'll put the Poltergeist down there. Have they seen that? I don't think they've. That's actually a good scary move.
Oh, it is.
Don't go into the light.
Have you seen the new It?
The light.
I hate clowns, dude.
Like, scared of clowns?
No.
I'm scared of clowns.
No, but the clown's not scary. It's
dude,
just off-putting.
They're fantastic movies.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They can jump.
I'll tell you one Stephen King movie, which was awesome. What was the name of it? It was
Pet Cemetery.
No, I mean, like some of that stuff. Like, you're afraid of a car. Remember the car? Get the hell out of here. There was it was this dude, a stranger, comes to town. It's like a small town in New England, and this dude comes in, and he's like the devil. That was nice. That actually was a good scary.
All right, well,
movie.
You got to show them that one too.
Yeah, that's a good one. All right. Oh, there's Sheila. I love Sheila. Give the Eagles a break. Sheila's a sweetheart. Joe can fix the Eagles. Joe's in Denver. Any movies you got, let me know, because I want to do that for the kids. We'll get to everybody straight ahead. Everybody be patient. It's Cuz Ready with the Tunis. 97.5 for that. Let's talk bar. Name that restaurant and sports bar. 2900 Street Road in Bensalem, across from Parks Casino. Listen, we need your support here. You're going to love it. You can't beat the happy hour. Come see us tomorrow. We're going to have a big blast, big blowout. We do our Friday tailgate. So much fun. Come and hang out. And then the happy hour specials, ridiculous. Half off all apps and drinks. Yeah. Football Friday tailgate. You got the pregame show with D-Gun. my man Devon. I'm telling you, fantastic. Get to know, name this restaurant sports bar. Now, it needs a name, and it needs your advice. Go to the 975thefanatic.com page, right? We got the, and you can check it out. And it's a cool contest that's going on about naming the joint. It's all, you're going to love it. It's going to be a new spot. This Sunday, again, you got Devon and D-Gun. Also, Dollar Miller Light Drafts. Check it out. You can register for your chance to win a pair of Eagles Miller Lite flight deck tickets to the November 21st game against New Orleans. Name this restaurant. Sports Bar is the ultimate space for Philadelphia sports fans. Great food, outdoor seating, all kinds of space to watch the games. It's the best. Check it out. Name this restaurant. Sports Bar, 2900 Street Road in Bed-Stuy, Northeast. All you Northeast people, hang out there. You'll love it. Right across from Parks Casino.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Across the Delaware Valley.
All right.
Hey, by the way, 12 o'clock hour brought to you by Service First Heating and Air Conditioning. That's my man, Brian. Get 0% financing for 72 months, $500 rebate when you purchase a complete heating and cooling system from Service First. Learn more, ServiceFirstHVAC.com. Good liners on the text board. You want to scare them? There's a really scary movie around 1 o'clock, Gabriel says, on Sunday. Danny says the same exact thing. My father says, let him listen to a Nick Presser.
Yeah.
Scotty, my man Scotty, just replay game 7 versus the Hawks.
Just Ben Simmons' pass up of a dunk on a loop.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of fright.
I tweeted out on the midday account. I tagged you, and I saw that you liked it, so I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Send in a list of scary movies.
Yeah, well, we're trying to get to 10, right? Like, I want 10 frighters for the kids. We're going to do it like under the covers, right? Popcorn. It's going to be rainy Friday night.
Yeah, it's a good time to watch a scary movie, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Rainy night.
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's go to Sheila. Hello, Sheila.
Oh, you know what? I thought I was going to be there for
come here,
a
man.
Long time.
What's going on, sweetheart?
I'm plugged in. How you doing, Aunt?
Good.
Let me start off by saying this. I know it's like 4 or 5 months later, but Sam Fest was, I mean, it was all that, Aunt.
Oh, that's awesome, Sheila.
Oh, my gosh. My son went with me, right? And my daughter-in-law worked down there. So it was like, I mean, just fun. I mean, I don't know if I've had that much fun. I'm in my 60s in a long
time. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and I don't know if you remember, but I jumped line to get to you.
Come on, Sheila.
We were about 10 people away from you, right? And that's when they started, like, moving you on. And I looked at my son. I said, Chase, I'm going for it, right? And I did. I said, I'm jumping. And I got a hug in. And it was just.
Oh, you're my girl. Listen, you and I go way back.
Yeah.
I mean, we go back 20 years, Sheila.
We do. But
come on, I love you.
It was amazing.
The station does such a nice job. They really do. It's a beautiful time. Like, everybody coming together. I tell you, I love it, man. I do, Sheila.
It was really, really. I mean, yeah. My son and I, we hung for a long time. I mean, we saw Tyrese. Awesome. We saw Charlie. I mean, it was, you know, cool. It was just wonderful. I got to see Dee, whom I like, Dee Lynam.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I like her.
Yeah.
I like all great. You guys, but, I, you know, you're my favorite. So the only thing I called about concerning the Eagles is, and I don't think I'm some softie. And I'm born and raised in
Listen, I wouldn't mess with you, but I think you are. Yeah. I think you're kind.
Yeah, I am. I love people in general. But you know, born and raised in North Philly. But I think we could give the Eagles a little bit more wiggle room. Like, I like the fact that you and Chunas are just making light of it and laughing at it. But some folks are just like mean. I mean, like,
I know.
Whoa! I mean, I'm talking like they go for the juggler. I'm like, whoa!
I know.
You know, the only one, in all honesty, and I had to turn the game off Sunday, and I haven't done that.
Yeah,
but I couldn't take it, not because of the play. But that Gannon guy, he is.
Oh, he's horrible.
He's a hate the face.
Oh, yes! I agree! I can't stand him! Oh, my God! He's got that smirk!
I couldn't take it, man. I'm looking at this guy. I'm like, fake some emotion. Act like you care. I mean,
dude,
you can't just hang back like you got it like that. I'm saying I couldn't take it. I told my son and my niece, because we text all throughout the game, I'm out.
I hear you. And you're spot on, too, because I'm thinking the same thing. I'm going, Derek Carr is going through you. It's not even a sweat. It's bang, bang, bang. I mean, it's like he's playing catch.
I couldn't believe it. And I was like, this can't be. This is not happening. Play after play, down after down, minute after minute. I'm like, this can't be. And this is the year that I've always loved the game, but I ordered me 2 football books, you know what I mean? Like, I'm studying up on this. And I'm like, this is the wrong year for this dude to do this.
I know. Just saying, too, like, you know, because here's the thing. I agree with you in the sense that, you know, they're not, you know, especially the coach and the quarterback. I mean, I like the two of them. I do. As young men, I liked them. It's a shame, but it's just, you know, they're not good enough right now.
Yeah, it's not working. It's definitely not working. But we all said, everybody, all the callers, all the hosts said, this was going to be a throwaway season. And I'm trying, but last week was, I said, no, dude. I was so upset, and I said to my niece and my son, I'm out for the season. Now, you know I'm not out for the season.
Well, of course.
You know that. But of course. I couldn't take it.
No, anyway, I know. You get frustrated. Look. You know what the biggest problem is, Sheila? They're not fun to watch.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
It's terrible. I love you, Ann.
Love you, too, Sheila. Take it easy, sweetheart. I feel the same way. Like, they're just not fun to watch. Listen, it's our job, and I, first of all, it's a passion. I love the sport, so I love even bad football, but, you know, that's what this is. This is bad football. It's not good. It really isn't. I mean, you saw, I referenced it earlier, but the Dan Orlovsky stuff where he's looking at the Eagles' defense and going, yo, guys, Derek Carr, look at his chops.
Yeah. I mean, it got to the point where Jonathan Vilma was shocked by how bad, and this was in live time, right? He goes, how about you bring a safety up in the box? I'm surprised. Now, he shouldn't have been surprised if he watched like 5 seconds of Eagles tape before he decided to do a game.
Yeah.
So maybe he'll be a little bit more on his skates this weekend because he's unfortunately on the call again this weekend for the Eagles game. But he was like shocked in live time. Like, man, I'm surprised that after he completed 17 straight passes, because he was, right? It was like 16 or 17 straight passes Derek Carr completed. He goes, yeah, they're still in that same soft coverage.
I don't get it.
Is Gannon not seeing it? But he talked about it on Tuesday. He's happy when he only gives up 8 yards as opposed to 50.
Well, he used that as an example, which is so bad. And it shows you how young and green the dude is, right? Like, he's trying to make a point about shot plays, right? Like, look, we had the shot play covered. We didn't give up the 50-yard play or the 60-yard touchdown. We didn't give it up. We just gave up 8 yards.
Yeah.
It's just the wrong message,
Hey, man. John, like, it's now 2nd and 2.
Right. Here's the other problem. It's like, hey, John, how about you force a freaking turnover? How about you get a sack? Horrible. Just horrible. I mean, utterly horrible. And the problem is, what really scared us, and I hear it echoing in my brain, you want to talk about a horror movie, Jeff McClain, Tuesday, you know what he said? That the analytics department of the Eagles likes the defense that Jonathan Gannon plays. And I got to tell you, if this is our future,
we're doomed.
Doomed. And quite frankly, if you're going to play passive defense from now until doomsday, I'm at the point where I'm starting to get, like, worried.
Howie, we actually like this style of defense. It's just we're not catching our breaks just yet, but my calculator says we will soon. Love, Alec.
Oh, God. That's scary, man.
They pulled a fast one on us, Howie, with Operation Save the Draft, but we won't let that happen again.
Take the penalty, Nick. Alec says to take the penalty.
So the third movie was Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. It's Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Analytics, I guess, would be our version of it.
Alec says, play the soft coverage. Please, play the soft coverage.
Listen, tune in tomorrow. Because Chardy's Halloween special's tomorrow. Guys, where do you hear Chardy trying to escape from Seth Joyner? Evil football guy is lurking beneath the shadows. Seth Joyner is lurking.
Harry Potter.
Tune in to tomorrow.
Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire was the fourth one. Our version would be Harry Potter and the Dumpster Fire, I imagine, right?
Oh, man. Oh, great.
Yeah. These are good. These are good times, man.
Oh, Joe in Denver says he can fix it. Joe.
Hey, man. How you doing, brother?
What's up, Joe?
Good, man. Just getting sick and tired of this losing stuff, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Birds, I'm telling you, shooters. It's just like, I did a brainstorm, and I was like, dude, I can fix these burners. I just, then I just, you know, I took that, I follow a Facebook, you know, group, Eagle group, whatever, and I just threw it out there. I just said, you know what? What if we bring back Deuce as a head coach, fire Sirianni, and fire Howie? We bring back. What do you guys think about Jaws to run the show?
Yeah, I mean, are you going to buy the team?
I would love to.
You know what I mean?
But I don't know. You guys think it'll work out okay? I mean, what do you guys think about it? I mean, everybody talks to him so far, loves it.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I don't think, listen, I love Jaws too, but, you know, I mean, there's guys in the league that you could go get, like really smart people. You don't have to just go parochial. No, I love Jaws, but, you can go parochial. There's lots of bright football people out there. But right. I think, honestly, like, first of all, I would be shocked if Sirianni was fired after the year. Like, that's not.
Wouldn't that be great, though, man? Wouldn't it be awesome if you did?
Joey, I hear you, man. Listen, go buy the team, bro. I'm, you know.
I would love it, man.
You know, make Jeffrey an offer he can't refuse.
Maybe show me your shooters will do something.
You know what I mean? Listen, I'm down. Something. You got the money? I'm down, baby.
I mean, I wanted to get like $20 million to ride a rocket. Maybe we could design a rocket or something.
Yeah, I got faith in you, Joe. I got faith in you, bro. You're the man.
I love you guys.
I love you. We're going to be out there in a couple weeks, man.
Yeah, I see you up in Denver, man.
I look forward to it.
We'll have a beer or something.
All right, sounds like a plan. I'm down, baby.
Take it easy, guys.
You too, brother. Take care. Yeah, I just don't think people are, losing their jobs. And look, and full disclosure, I'm not looking to fire Sirianni right now. Gannon, into the season, he may have to go. But right now, I mean, I don't think you made this decision. He's not ready. Clearly, he's not ready. But that, I mean, that would be pretty bad if you do a one and done, Shunas.
Would you like to hear from one of the current Eagles players?
Yeah, sure.
I think this was very timely of the Philadelphia Eagles to post this. Jack Stahl, he's one of the tight ends. I think he's, what, like third or fourth or fifth string, and will probably not be on the team once Tyree Jackson's back. But the Eagles just tweeted this 3 minutes ago. Quote, he just has a way of getting everyone going and everyone buys in. Would you like to hear from Jack Stahl? I think this was just very timely of the Eagles posting this. All right.
I mean, they get everybody going in there. You know, I think, you know, regardless what he's talking about, he finds a way to get everyone going and, you know, everyone buys in at all those stories. And, you know, regardless of, you know, how he says it, he just has a way of getting everyone going and, you know, everyone buys in. And so, you know, I don't have anything else to compare it to at this level, but that's the kind of head ball coach I want, is someone who can rally the troops and really get us going and, you know, steer everyone in the right direction. And, you know, I think he's continued to do that. You know, obviously the record we have is, you know, unacceptable and not what we want, but he's done an unbelievable job of, you know, keeping everybody close. You don't see anyone veering off, you know, with their heads down or anything like that. So I think he's done a tremendous job of just, you know, keeping us together. And, you know, that's a huge testament to him and his staff.
Very timely.
He's Ted Lasso, man. It's amazing. The dude is Ted Lasso. He's a young Ted.
3 minutes.
No, that's Tony.
The biggest battle of our professional.
Give me more Ted. Give me Ted. He's Ted. He's not Tony. I give you an inch. 6 inches.
Got ourselves a tie game. Here nice work. Fellas, we're broken. We need to change. And look, I know change can be scary. 1 minute, you're playing freeze tag out there at recess with all your buddies. Next thing you know, you're getting zits, your voice gets low. And every time your art teacher, Miss Scanlon, leans over your desk to check and see how your project's going, you feel all squiggly inside. She was a striking woman. Not classically beautiful, but striking.
First time water on her. Hand lines.
Most of the time, change is a good thing. I think that's what it's all about. Embracing change. Being brave. Doing whatever you have to so that everyone in your life can move forward theirs.
That's Nick! That's Nick!
It's the only way you can truly help her be happy. Obviously, by her, I'm referring to Lady Football.
That's awesome. That's Nick! Classic. I told you, dude, I love the lasso, man.
Oh, as he should. What's not to love?
No, I know. I'm serious. I love that. I can't believe you didn't like that episode.
But yeah, the one.
It was with Coach Beard.
Yeah, he's on a trip the whole time, man.
That was a great episode, dude. Great episode. Come on, I can't wait to see what happens next. And Nick. When Nick goes and they do the spinoff, and Nick's in Brighton. Or maybe he's in Manchester City, right? Could you imagine that?
Or maybe he's in Philadelphia, and he just was a soccer coach, and he's trying to figure it out now.
Well, it worked. What's his name? What's this guy's name? First string tight end again?
Brett Stahl.
Joe Stahl?
Joe Stahl, Brett Stahl.
Yeah.
Atom Stahl.
Got a bunch of movies.
Okay, what do we got?
All right, let me throw these at you. This is Violations. Greg gives you The Troll Hunter.
Never seen The Troll Hunter.
He gives you Orphan.
Ah, good movie.
You know Orphan?
Yes, good movie.
All right.
Those are always terrible. Like when the kid
is evil.
When the kid is evil, that's a scary movie.
See, here's the problem, right? Do they run out of evil? Like you got the kid that's evil. You got the house that's evil. You got the doll that's evil. You got the clown that's evil.
Yeah, somebody sent me another clown movie. It was a, let's see, who sent this to me? My man Fredo. Fredo sent it to us.
Oh, yeah?
Terrifier. It's on Netflix. I just watched the trailer.
Terrifier?
It's the clown looks terrifying. Like, it looks like a terrifying character. But it's just all gore. Like, it's just like,
okay.
I
don't want to give him chop. I don't want to give him chop up movies.
Yeah, that was a chop. Oh, there's a scene where there was guts. Like,
yeah. I don't want to go chop up as much as I want to go, you know, I want to scare them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not just the gore. Now, he also goes House of the Devil.
Saw that.
You did?
Terrifying, yeah.
What's that about? Another Haunted House?
Yeah, another Haunted House, yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah.
You know. Is it scary?
I'd go scary, yeah.
All right.
These are all pretty good.
Really?
There's, what was another? Oh, I got to find another
Francesco
one.
Goes, The Strangers? You know that?
Oh, yeah. That's a great movie.
Really?
Yeah, they're in like a, I'm trying to remember if they own the house or if they were just, it's another woods movie.
Oh, these woods.
They're in a cabin.
Dude, with the woods.
And there were strangers outside.
Come on with the woods. Stay out of the woods. Seriously.
Have you watched the, Jordan Peele. He remember the movie Get Out?
Oh, yeah.
What was the other movie he made? It was very good. Ah, damn. Hold on, I'll get to you in a second.
I saw Get Out, obviously.
Us. Did you see the movie Us?
Yes, that was great.
A great movie.
Yes.
He also made I still haven't seen Candyman, which he made.
Yeah, that's a remake.
Yeah. But I heard it was very good.
Castle Rock.
I've not seen that one.
Anthony sends that over. Castle Rock. And then Greg says Silver Bullet.
I've not seen the Silver Bullet.
That's an old one. I'm down with a werewolf.
I like The Possession.
You like okay.
Possession's another good movie. It's another one of those, you know, they don't open up the box. There's something evil in there, and they open up the box. And
what's in the box?
All hell breaks loose.
To the box.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
Yes. All right, you know, keep going. You know, tomorrow's our annual Halloween show, so looking forward to it. And Charity will be chased by Seth Joyner. Should be interesting. I'm here for you, Charity. I'm here. Hey, Geek's coming up next. You don't want to miss that. All of your fantasy football questions. Call us. Check it out. Whatever you got fantasy-wise, tweet us, call us, whatever you want to do. We got all your fantasy questions answered with the Geek. 40 days up to 40 pounds. Say it with me, Junes. 40 days up to 40 pounds. That's how much you can lose when you join NJ Diet, because NJ Diet only takes 40 days to lose 20 to 40-plus pounds. Since NJ Diet is a contractually guaranteed money-back program, you have absolutely nothing to worry about. NJ Diet's 100% tailored to you by using bioenergetically personalized supplements based on your hair, saliva, and blood work. Then NJ Diet uses DNA testing to create your ideal diet plan and workout regimen to help you keep the weight off. 40 days up to 40 pounds can be a real thing. Unlike other weight loss systems, NJ Diet is all natural. No shots, no hormones, no prepackaged foods, no surgery. Offices close by, Princeton, Cherry Hill, King of Prussia, from home with live online video consultations. Call them now, 855-5NJ-DIET. Go to njdiet.com. That's njdiet.com. 40 days up to 40 pounds. 40 days up to 40 pounds.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, it's 1 o'clock across the Delaware Valley. Big 1 o'clock hour. Now, you know that I've searched high and far, and I have not gone into the forest. I don't like the woods. General T.Y., you're not a woodsman, are you? You can't like the woods. The woods, thumbs up, thumbs down on woods. Thumbs down, right? You know what? Who wants to hang in the woods? You really like the woods, don't you?
Yeah, I used to hang out in the woods as a kid.
The woods are no good, dude.
I keep telling you about these
woods.
At a fort.
Woods are no good. Bad things happen in the woods.
I'm with you, especially every scary movie that I like.
Everything. You stay out of the woods.
You saw I showed you the trailer to Hush.
Looks good.
It looks really good, doesn't it?
I agree. It looks good. Anyway, I've searched everywhere. I've not gone into the woods, but I've searched everywhere for a fantasy football expert, and I found him. And I think my man's proven. What do you think, Tunis?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Geek rules, right?
You don't need to go to the woods.
Geek is the man. Now, joining us, he joins us every Thursday, 1 o'clock, is the fantasy guru expert, simply known as Geek. Hello, Geek.
What's up, fellas? I got to tell you.
Are you a woodsman?
No, you're not going to find a geek out in the woods ever.
See? That's my main.
I'm afraid of ticks. I don't like any of it. None of it.
That's right.
Nope.
Seriously, why would you risk ticks and serial killers for that matter?
I mean, there's serial killers out there.
Yeah.
There's poison ivy. Lyme disease everywhere you see.
Yes.
I don't want none of that.
No, you got hunter's stray bullet finds you. You know what I mean?
No, that's Pennsylvania. We don't have hunters in New York. None of that.
No, I hear you, bro. I hear you. I'm with you. Now, I got a couple. The chicks are no good, dude. I agree. And the poison, is it poison oak or ivy? Or is that, are they different?
There's all of it. There's oak, there's ivory, there's ivy, whatever you want. It's
yes.
Poison ivory. Ivory. You eat a berry. You're out here picking a raspberry off a tree. It's a poison berry.
Well, that's the other thing, too. Why would you go eat in the wood, eat berries off a tree?
Just go
to the Wawa, or in your case, the 7-Eleven, and you're in. You got to go pick berries off a tree that could be poisonous. Not good. Anyway.
You can pick a poisonous berry at the 7-Eleven, too, though. I'm not going to say that's a safer spot.
you crack me up, Geek.
I think I'd rather eat a berry in the woods than a taquito at 7-Eleven.
I don't know, dude. The taquito every once in a while. You can't go wrong with a taquito. Oh, my God. I don't know. The berry taquito is tough. So, my man, you got a surprise for the people today.
I do. You know, Philadelphia has welcomed me as like a second son, a friend of Ben, as they call me now. And I appreciate it.
And you're making people Bennies. Ben Franklins.
People are making Ben Franklin. They're winning their fantasy league. They all played Jalen Hurts every week this season, even as badly as the team is performing. The fantasy production has been there. We love that. So what I did was I went out and I got Philly's favorite son, Brian Dawkins. I got a signed Brian Dawkins jersey to give away to one of your listeners.
How did you know we like Brian Dawkins?
The Dawk. How did I know? Because I did my research. I did the research and I said, that is Philly's favorite son, Brian Dawkins.
That's true. That's awesome. Classic Dawk jersey. How do people get it?
All right. Here's what you do. You go to @TheSharp app on Twitter.
The Sharp app rules. By the way, people should download it anyway because it helps with all your sports betting and all your fantasy stuff.
You know it. And we appreciate the love out of there, the city of brotherly love. We appreciate the brotherly love. So you go to the @TheSharp app Twitter account. And there's a pinned tweet at the top. It's called the Brian Dawkins jersey giveaway. You follow the @TheSharp app account and you drop a response of your favorite heartbreak or agony, thrill of victory, agony of defeat, Philadelphia sports moment. Drop a comment with your favorite moment. It could be the Philly special. It could be, I'm not going to say what Nick is, but we know we love Nick. Over there, winning the Super Bowl. Whatever it is, your favorite moment, you drop it as a comment, and we're gonna pick one of the commenters, and we're gonna get you that jersey. So you're gonna win the jersey. It's gonna be picked at random. I don't care what your favorite moment is, good, bad, indifferent. We want to read your best, your most memorable Philly sports moment in the comment section. So find that tweet. It's pinned to the top of the @TheSharp app Twitter account. You can check it out right now.
I like it, man. That's awesome. All right. Remember, it's a free app. Go check it out. It's awesome. All right. I got Danny said, listen, I love the segment with the geek. You need to have a standard question. K Can you name a few DFS sleepers right now? The sleepers and the studs.
Sleepers and studs. All right. So I've got, I mean, there's listen, there's so many this week. It's kind of a weird week, but I'm going to go a little bit out there with the sleepers. And I'm going to throw you one that's going to blow your mind. How about Teddy Bridgewater?
Wow.
All right. You weren't thinking about Teddy Bridgewater.
I was not. No, not at all.
No, it's you don't want an obvious one. The Washington football team are giving up the most fantasy points per game to the quarterback position of any team.
Wow, that's amazing. So, that front, what a colossal failure it's been.
Disaster. Listen, and the quarterback can't sustain drives. He's throwing a football over everybody's head. They got to get Devin Funchess and Kelvin Benjamin in over there because they need giant Twin Tower Cam Newton-level wide receivers to catch passes from this kid. He's not throwing the ball with accuracy, and so they can't sustain drives. So what does it all mean? Opposing quarterbacks have been putting up numbers against Washington. No one's going to play Bridgewater. He's incredibly cheap this week. It's a cheap pairing. It's a really comfortable and low-owned pairing with either Cortland Sutton or Noah Fant. So that's a sneaky one that I've got. I mean, it feels out there, but because that salary is so much cheaper than every other quarterback, like all the big names that are in these blowout games, you can play Bridgewater to Sutton or Fant and potentially have a really different-looking lineup than everybody else does. I'll throw a couple more at you. I know people like it across the different. This isn't a sleeper, but I believe the best overall DFS play from a salary and expectations perspective is Chris Godwin, wide receiver for the Bucs. And there's a double reason. Antonio Brown being out in this game is one reason. Of course, it helps drive extra targets to Godwin. Secondarily, Marshawn Lattimore has traditionally handled Mike Evans pretty well in coverage one-on-one, which again...
Wow, that's good info right there. Yeah. That's geek wisdom right there.
There we go. And so I think it'll push some extra targets to Godwin. I think he's projecting the top play on the slate for us at the wide receiver position across the board. And then at running back, I think this one's actually kind of obvious, but our top projected play by far, points per dollar and everything, is going to be Darrell Henderson. And I think people might be hesitant to go back to him after he kind of just did all right.
Yeah, it was a half a dud.
Not a full dud, half a dud. Yeah. Little Dudley. But I think we go right back to him. That's just noise. When a player gets all the touches, but he just doesn't get in the end zone as much as you'd like, that's just natural variance and noise. You got to go right back to players like that in the same position the next week.
I like it. I got a couple more. Then I know Tunis has a bunch, too. All right, rapid fire. The Wiz wants to know, do I play Cobb tonight over Metcalf, Keenan Allen, Deontay Johnson?
No, come on.
All right.
No. I think Cobb can have a good game, but no. Play your studs.
All right. How about this one? Gabriel, I need a running back. He goes, I got three tight ends, and I need running back, wide receiver depth. I have Ertz, Pollard, Ruggs. Do you do this trade for Pittman, Beckham Jr., Gainwell?
Ertz, Pollard, Ruggs. I'm not even sure where you're getting better in that trade. I mean, I guess Pittman is a lot. I don't understand the trade, why you would want to do such a trade. It sounds like there's no player on the – don't do a 3-for-3, guys. Here, all right, let me just philosophically approach this differently. Never do a 3-for-3 like. First of all, it's too hard for me to evaluate because I can't remember all the names. But more importantly, you've got to give 3-for-1. What you want to do is give 3-for-2. You always want to be giving up volume for top-level studliness. You want to be the guy fooling your league mate into giving you a very good player for your three mediocre players. So this 3-for-3 stuff, I don't even want to know. It didn't sound like anybody in that trade was better, but your trade should be 3-for-2 or 3-for-1.
All right, two of the following four for Francesco. Zach Moss, Hockenson, Tanyan, Cobb.
All right, so Hockenson, lock him in, right? And now it's a question for me. You got Moss, Tanyan, and Cobb. They're all pretty good plays. I'm going to go with Randall Cobb here. I think he's got a little bit more target upside in that game, but I have no problem with going with Tonyan for the touchdown upside. I'm just going to go for Cobb because he's a little bit safer. He's pretty close to locked into 7 or 8 targets in that game. And, you know, 7 or 8 receptions in most PPR, that's a touchdown in itself. So give me Cobb here as the third piece. But Hockenson for sure, no question, you're going with Hockenson there.
All right. Dave wants to know, DeAndre Hopkins or Courtland Sutton?
Wow. You know, I just mentioned Teddy Bridgewater, and now I'm going to sound a little like I'm going against it, but no, I'm going to play Hopkins over Courtland Sutton. Sutton has a little bit more ceiling, actually, than Hopkins, but the floor for Hopkins is greater. And, yeah, hey, we get to watch him tonight, standalone game, so that's kind of fun. So definitely Hopkins here.
All right, Luis needs 2 of the following: A.J. Green, James Conner, Khalil Herbert, Mike Williams.
I mean, Williams, of course. You said it was Herbert,
James Conner, and Mike and AJ Green. Yeah.
Okay, so scratch off Conner; he's not playable. I'm going to play Herbert as the second one. I'm going to go Herbert as Mike Williams, of course. That's a no brainer, and we're going to go Herbert. Khalil, he has taken over as the lead back for Chicago. Last week, Williams only played about 15% of the snaps. It was Herbert at 78 or 80%. And if the Bears are going to win that game, it's definitely going to be riding Herbert. There's no pass to riding the arm of what is probably one of the worst seeming quarterbacks I've ever seen in Justin Fields.
All right, Tunis, what do you got for the geek?
All right, we're going to head over to our YouTube chat, and we'll start with Ryan. I can't believe we're at this point, but Patrick Mahomes or Ryan Tannehill?
Oh, come on.
Wow.
No, stop. Stop it. Stop it. Play Mahomes.
Geek got a little upset.
All right, Mahomes it is.
Geek doesn't
this reminds me of when that reporter asked Bill Belichick if he was thinking about benching Brady a couple of years ago, and Brady came off a couple of bad games. It was like, the look on Belichick's face.
Yeah.
Was priceless.
I heard
had that look on my face.
Belichick's look in your voice.
Yeah, that I had.
You were a dead ringer for Belichick, Geek.
It was. It was the utter.
You're Belichickian.
All right, Mahomes. Yeah. Mahomes, it is then. Clay wants to know: Kadarius Toney or Tyler Lockett at the wide receiver position?
Ah, man, if Toney plays, he's so exciting, right? But can we trust that his ankle will be okay? I say no. Unless we get word for sure that he's definitely playing and he's all good, let's just go with Tyler Lockett. This is I know Geno Smith is the quarterback. I know this.
And they don't hook up. I mean, he hooks up with DK once in a while, but he's got no connection with Lockett.
Terrible, terrible. Because Lockett requires touch and accuracy, and that's not Geno's game. Is I can throw it far, and maybe Metcalf can out-muscle his defensive back. And I get that. I get all of that. And if I knew for sure that Kadarius Toney was playing and was good, then I would be Toney for me, because he is definitely going to get schemed 7 or 8 looks if he plays. But I just don't know, and it's too risky. So I'm going to allow that to simmer for a couple more days.
Okay.
To
get more All right, fair,
that,
fair.
If Toney is playing, then I'll go that way. But for now, you got to take the safety with Lockett.
All right, another one from our YouTube chat. This is from Sam. He doesn't really ask how many, so I'm just going to have you, Geek, go in order of which one you go, top to bottom. DJ Moore, Devontae Smith, T. Higgins, Emmanuel Sanders.
Okay, we got, I'm going to go in this order. DJ Moore, the top guy. Second, Emmanuel Sanders. Then we're going to go Smith, then Higgins last.
Okay, simple enough. Twitter.
Yeah, the reason Sanders is elevated a little bit, surprisingly, is because Stephon Diggs in that game is going to be covered by Xavien Howard, and as much as the Bills are going to be able to style in that one, throw into whoever they want, there's no real reason to challenge the best cornerback when, you know, Sanders will be kind of running wide open.
You know what? That's great. Again,
this guy's the genius, geek.
He does. He just has pearls.
Geek the genius.
He does. He's like in the ocean with pearls.
This from Mike on Twitter. Pick two, Ezekiel Elliott, Aaron Jones, Joe Mixon.
All right, it's Elliott and Jones. I love Aaron Jones tonight, guys. I am obsessed with him. So, he is going to have a big game whenever Devontae Adams is out. Aaron Jones eats. And then Zeke Elliott. Mixon, we don't know what the story is. He's splitting touches now with Samaje Perine. Last week, 50-50, perfectly even snap split, which doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. But nonetheless, I have to see what they're doing. Normally, this would be a smash spot for Mixon, but I don't trust what the Bengals are doing with him right now. I don't have knowledge as to why he was only on the field for half the snaps last week. And until we get that figured out, I'm going with the safety of Zeke.
Okay. This from hashtag Fire Howie. I agree. Jared Goff or Aaron Rodgers at the quarterback position.
Is this where we've come to? Is this where we're going to think about?
Oh, is the Eagles defense any good?
I got news for you. I don't know if that's a bad question.
I know. I think Aaron Rodgers will get it done, though. I get it. And I'm thinking about...
I mean, no Adams and the Lizard's out, too.
No Lizard, no Adams. We don't even know. Right now, there's a big debate going on.
It's just Tanyan.
Is it going to be Equanimeous or Amari Rodgers or who's going to come in?
Well, you got Cobb. Yeah, that's it.
He could throw touchdowns to Tanyan. He could throw touchdowns to Aaron Jones.
Dude, and have you seen the Eagles' defense?
I could throw touchdowns against the Eagles.
I mean, you know, there's no Darren Waller, and Derek Carr goes 31 for 34. I think the Goff, as gross as the Goff is, the Goff could kill them this week, throwing to Hockenson and Swift out of the backfield and St. Paul.
I did add, so you talk about sleepers for DFS, right? I did add Jared Goff, and he made my list, my Geeks picks.
Wow.
Over at DFS Army for the first time this season. So what I do at DFS Army every week is I put together a cheat sheet with my top plays, and I explain why, and a lot of the stuff that you're hearing, I go into depth about coverage and matchups and things like that, and Goff has made the list for the first time. I like both sides of that game. I love Jalen Hurts and his pass catchers for DFS purposes, but the sneaky one is Goff and his... I know you have. I see. I feel like that's local hatred. You know, you're too
local
too
hatred.
No,
I mean what?
He's producing. Hurts produced every week. He's been good every week for fantasy. I don't care if they win. Remember, I don't care. I just want fantasy points.
I know. You're right. Listen, I guess you're right. Again, you got no shame. You go picking the garbage because that's what you get. You get garbage yards and garbage points. But I guess. Garbage points are as good as real points.
I only care about my money. I don't care who wins the game. My money wins the game. And when I put money on the
You're like a freegan. You're picking garbage cans.
I'm crawling through the trash can, picking out scraps.
I got Aaron Rodgers or Cousins. Pat wants to know.
I mean, you got to play Cousins over Rodgers this week. Cousins is in the matchup of the week. I love that game. Sunday night football, guys. Don't eat during the day.
Yes. Yes.
Save it.
Hey, by the way, did you know that coming up, there's a new, did you like Any Given Sunday?
Yes.
There's a new sequel out. Yeah.
I had no idea.
Coming from No Stones Pictures, Any Given Flower. Chunis, no. Give him a little snippet.
Oh, no.
3 minutes till the biggest battle of our professional lives.
Everybody wants to see results. Shoot, nobody wants to see results more than us.
Either we heal as a team or we're going to crumble.
Look at yourself first, and are you watering and are you fertilizing every day?
There you go.
In hell right now.
There you go, geek.
Oh, my goodness.
You got to check it out, man.
This sounds terrible.
This is going to be incredible.
This sequel sounds like a nightmare. What, are we doing a gardening show or are we playing football?
This is it, man. All right. That's why Gardner Minshew should be on your list. He'll be...
Oh, no. I have a real question from some of our users asking, should I be nervous that Jalen Hurts will get benched for Gardner Minshew?
Yeah.
Is that a possibility?
Not this week, no. Not this week. He won't get benched this week. But it's definitely in the future. There's definitely, there will be a garden in the future. It won't be the Garden of Eden either.
The coach has already laid the groundwork with the gardening talk.
No good.
He's out there with the trowel, killing the land.
Yeah, no good. All right, Geek, you're the man. Download the Sharp app, right?
There you go.
Go into that jersey.
Don't forget the contest. This is the Philly Love, Brotherly Love contest. Go to @TheSharp app on Twitter. It's the pinned tweet. Just respond in there with your favorite moment in Philly sports history. We're going to pick one person who responds to get that Dawkins jersey. You're going to love it. It's awesome. I've got it right here in my possession now.
Oh, I love it. Good job. All right, Geekus. Thank you, buddy. Here he is. The one, the only Geek. He is strong, Chunas. He's got a good wit to him, too. You notice that?
I agree.
All right. Boy, are you shocking me? What are you shocking me for? Let's talk about Parks Casino Street Road, Ben Salem. We'll be there later tonight after Mikey Miss, Cuz's Corner. We love our hanging out at Parks. You know what? Do yourself a favor. Speaking of follows and Twitter, follow @ParksSportsbook. It's a great follow, man. They'll tweet out all kinds of stuff. Game previews, analysis, podcast, the big brain on Brad. Great stuff. I'm telling you, check it out. Sixers tonight, 10-point favorite, huh? Look at that. Detroit stinks. It's a lot. Arizona, 6.5. I like the Cardinals. I'm sorry. I go Cardinals all day long. And the Birds are 3.5 on Sunday. I think this is screaming Lions. Screaming Lions. Ohio State, 18.5. Penn State. Yeesh. Check out all they got on the Park Sportsbook app. Download it to your phone. Use the promo code Fanatic. You get a risk-free bet up to $500. Website's got the details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Got to be in PA. Parks Casino and Sportsbook.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, it's 1:30. Hanging on a Thursday. Lots to do. We got picks kind of come up. You got to hear the whole trailer of the new movie. No Stones Productions. We got Flyers Bells, man. We started the show talking about the impressive win by the Flyers, man. I mean, just what a game. I don't want to lose it because I know we're having some fun with the Eagles situation. That game last night, they showed a lot of speed, man. It was one of the first times I can remember where the Flyers were out west against those Western Conference teams that can really skate, that are really skilled, that push it offensively up and down the ice. And I thought the Flyers matched it. I mean, at one point, I'm watching that game last night, and I'm stunned that it was a Flyers team matching that sort of prowess, man. It was like that. It was a video game, up and down. Edmonton's a great offensive team, right? And it was a wildly entertaining game. I thought it was a really good win. I think this team's fun, man. It was the most fun I had watching a sporting event. I can't tell you how long.
Yeah, it sure has been a while. What, the Phillies-Mets series when they swept them?
That wasn't that fun.
That was fun.
It was okay.
Well, they swept the Mets in 4 games at home. That's pretty fun.
Yeah. I guess.
That was a good time.
Yeah.
Put them in the first place.
Yeah, I guess.
It's nothing from the Eagles.
I shouldn't be sour on them. You're right.
The Sixers.
The
Wizards series, I guess?
Well, I mean, game six.
Game six was fun.
They played a great game.
Tyrese goes nuts.
It was a Friday night.
Yeah. I was watching it at the wedding, remember?
Yeah, I know you were.
In Denver.
I know. All right, let's take a couple phone calls in, and then I need bells. We got to play the trailer.
Of course.
And we got picks.
Wait, by the way, do you know how many times Cam Atkinson scored yesterday?
Yeah. what is the poll? Do you mind if I finish with that?
Oh, yeah. So the Marvin E. Cans poll of the day. Of course, they take care of us. They're open and able to assist us with all emergency services. They also have air scrubbers, and Marvin E. Cans does. And they brought us today's incredible poll question. Should the two-time song stay or go? 57% keep it. Good vibes right now, man. 43% say just cut bait now.
Wow, that's close, dude.
Yeah, it went down a little bit, but it's still majority.
Right.
Majority rules.
Justin! What's up, Justin?
Yo, cuz. Yo, so first off, I'm not a big Halloween buff, but my boy Sean from Pine Hill, he's like an older brother to me. He walks around town with his Michael Myers outfit
for the kids,
walks his kids to the bus stop, and does all that. I think that's kind of pretty cool.
He's a big dude, too.
Yeah, definitely. A movie I got for you, I don't know if you've seen it, is Vacancy. It's kind of pretty nuts. I really can't get into the movie.
No, I haven't seen that.
It's about a family that, like, you know, they go on a wrong turn and they get in this, like, hole-in-the-wall motel. You got to watch it. It's pretty nuts.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, you definitely got to check it out. But I can't listen to this press conference with Sirianni. Honestly, I think Jeffrey Lurie is sitting there. You know, obviously he's trying to go with the clean energy, and he's probably looking at his bamboo plant and laughing and smiling and just saying, you know, we got our guy. And, you know, I don't understand it. I can't fathom how somebody can say that at a press conference in front of grown men. Like, you can't do that.
Yeah.
I know. We got all these, you know, we want to go for this innovative style and everything. We want to be the new, you know, the new team and this and that. But we need football coaches, man. And, you know, we need leaders of men and people who can actually lead a team. And I got a couple names in mind. I don't think they're going to fire them, but I'm going after Deuce, Leftwich, or I'm going after D'Amico. One of them three guys, I would love to be leading our team.
Yeah.
I would love it.
Yeah, I hear you. Leftwich is good, man.
I mean, there's kind of running off.
Yeah.
You know, get behind the center, run the ball. You know, I'm in section 234 every game, and all you hear is everybody, run the ball.
Nah, brother, I feel you, man. Nah, I get you.
That's a goal line.
I mean, you know, the biggest problem that we got right now is, you know, I do think Sirianni's smart, and I think he knows the game. I just think he's so green, so young, so inexperienced that just killed him. And what really hurt him was not having an established veteran defensive coordinator that he can lean on. Instead, he's got a disaster defensive coordinator, and he's got a peer. Instead of someone that he can look up to and lean on.
Exactly.
Colossal disaster.
Howie did for Doug, bringing in Schwartz. I mean, that was the perfect for a first-time head coach. Why didn't he do that? And we failed at that.
Well, he did. I mean, he let him pick his own staff. That was a mistake. I agree. I think you're dead on. Good stuff, Justin. Thanks, buddy.
Forgot another good one. The Nun. C tweets that one in. I saw that a few years ago.
The Nun?
The Nun.
Give me the story.
Here's like the little blurb.
When
a young nun at a cloistered abbey in Romania takes her own life, a priest with a haunted past and a something on the threshold of her final vows are sent by the Vatican to investigate. Together they uncover the order's unholy secret, risking not only their lives but their faith and their very souls. They confront a malevolent force in the form of a demonic nun. It's all right.
Romanian, too. Yeah. Like, they, you know, some of those older European, especially the Eastern European settings.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
It was one of those jump scare movies.
Yeah.
You know, if you're trying to scare the kids, they'll jump at that movie.
Okay.
Didn't get really that high of a rating.
All right.
It's not like the storyline was great.
All right. I'm trying to scare the kids. I'm trying to scare my children. We're going to have a Halloween night. Like, it's going to rain. I told you, we're going to go to the Creamy Acres. Where they got all kinds of ghouls and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
but I think it's going to rain out.
I don't know if they still have it. I actually went there once with H. Mays.
No way.
Yes.
Really? Yeah. With Harry?
Yeah, he did an appearance there because I lived down the road. He brought me along with him, and we did the there was a haunted hayride where you shot paintballs at zombies.
Get out. So,
the kids that were, you know, doing it, they were just, they had all kinds of protective gear on, but they were all painted like zombies, and you were shooting them with paintball guns.
Really?
I'm sure Moss would enjoy that one.
Yeah, he would love that.
I don't know if they still have it. I haven't been back since.
Wow, that's pretty good.
That was a while ago.
Let's go to G in Wallingford. G, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yo, what's happening, boys?
What's up, buddy?
And I heard you mention this movie, but I wasn't sure if you figured out the name of it. But the Storm of the Century one? The one with the guy walks into the town and basically takes the dude's son under, you know, and he starts picking off the people in the grocery store.
I never saw this.
I thought it was the one with it was a Stephen King one.
I thought there was a stranger that moved in and he was the devil.
I thought that was it.
Storm of the Century. I don't know.
Storm of the Century.
That does not ring a bell.
And that's when the stranger is just all of a sudden, he pops up in this town in, like, New England, and basically, he ends up taking the guy's son at the end of it. But I don't know.
Wait a second. Who was the guy? Like, he's an older British guy? Very distinguished guy, the stranger? Or no?
No, I don't think that. I must have got the wrong one.
All right.
But the one I think the kids would like, because you gotta think about it, right? Some of these really scary ones also are like really like you gotta think about it, right?
So right.
Like The Shining, right? The kids.
He wants me to show his grandsons The Shining. Yeah.
Yeah, but the kids are like, they're probably like, you know, like they'll be yawn. You know, first of all, it's too old for them, right? Probably want to keep their attention.
I don't know. It's classic, but I hear you.
It is. It is. But, you know, they might be a little young for that. But, like, Aliens, I think, is the one.
That's not bad. The Aliens, because, not bad. Yes. Yes.
Because, you know, it's scary, and it's got a lot of those, you know, like, jump out of your seat thing when the alien just pops up, and, it's, you know, that'll probably scare them a little bit there. But,
yes.
You know, so, and it doesn't have all the, you know, the gore either, where it because them being... A little.
All right.
But you know what? It's funny. I'm in Kentucky this week for work, and I saw one of Andrew's tweets earlier in the week when it had the stuff, you know, the garden with the canopy over top of it, and I was like, what the hell is he doing? And then I finally caught up on what was happening, and then even last night I saw, you know, your boy Kevin DeGondi show the press conference. Of Sirianni, and he's just like shaking his head, and it's just like, oh my gosh, it's just like
they just need to say.
I mean, I know the Eagles have a PR guy, right? And he needs to tell Nick less is best, man. Because when he starts,
yeah, he does. He goes lasso. He's lasso, cause
I know even lasso. At least lasso has a point to it. I agree.
No, he. Yes, you're right. He doesn't have the touch that Lasso has.
Exactly.
I agree with that. I do. But he's Lasso-like, right? Like he's got the Lasso sensibilities. But he's not as eloquent as Lasso. But now Lasso's got a script.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I love the Lasso scene when he's playing darts in the bar. There was such a great scene because he just... You know, he phrased everything. The great pauses.
Yeah.
It was very well done.
What season was that?
That was season one.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
When the owner's ex-husband.
Yes. Yeah.
And if he lost the dart game, he would be able to set the lineup.
Right.
That was a great scene.
Yeah, it was. That was great. He did set up great. You know, Nick's got a little lasso in him, but he doesn't have the script that's written for him. Because he's got lasso sensibilities, you would agree.
He sure does, yeah.
Yeah.
Lovable guy.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, well, we got a couple things. One, you heard about it, but you didn't hear the full trailer. Tunis has it. There is a sequel to Any Given Sunday. It's actually a remake. Take a listen.
3 minutes to the biggest battle of our professional lives.
Everybody wants to see results. Shoot, nobody wants to see results more than us.
And either we heal as a team, or we're going to crumble.
Look at yourself first, and are you watering and are you fertilizing every day?
We're in hell right now, gentlemen. Believe me. And we can stay here, get the kicked out of us, or we can
do our part to water
our way back into the light.
And the only way the roots grow out every single day and they grow stronger and grow better is if we all fertilize.
Now, I can't do it for you.
Each individual coach, each individual player, each everybody in the building.
But you only learn that when you start losing stuff. The margin for error is so small. I mean, one half is too late or too early, and you don't quite make it. One half second too slow, too fast.
To water.
The inches we need are everywhere.
I put a picture of a flower up, right? And that's coming through the ground, and the roots are growing out.
On this team, we fight for that
flower.
On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that
flower.
Yeah. We claw with our fingernails for that
flower.
Because we know when we add up all those
roots,
that's going to make the difference between winning and losing. The guy who's willing
to water
who's going
to
win that
flower.
And I know if I'm going to have any life anymore, it's because I'm still willing to
watering and fertilizing every day
and die for that
flower.
Because that's what living is. Now, I can't make you do it. You got to look at the guy next to you. Look into his eyes. Now, I think you're going to see a guy who will go that inch with you.
Hell yeah.
You're going to see a guy who will
do our part to water
for this team because he knows when it comes down to it, you're going to do the same for him.
Hell yeah.
That's the
flower,
gentlemen.
Hell yeah.
And either we heal now as a team.
Each individual coach, each individual player, each everybody in the building, that we do our part to water to make sure that when it does pop out, it really pops out and it grows.
That's football, guys.
That's football.
Wow, Tunis.
That's football, man.
Just absolutely brilliant. Brilliant, my man. Great work. I can't wait to see the movie.
It's going to be good.
Fantastic.
Rotten Tomatoes said early 60% review so far.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
All right, I'm in. By the way, let's give a yo to the Dunkin' Donuts on Westchester Pike in Westchester. Playing.
Because we got a yo.
Yeah, baby.
Yo.
You got the show on in the shot.
Oh,
thanks to Johnny Decay. He heard it. So we give a good yo to our friends at the Dunkin' Donuts, Westchester Pike in Westchester. Don't forget, always, if you hear the show and you're a business, you got the show on, let us know. We'll give you a yo. That's how it works. Tunis, get some picks.
Ah, okay.
All right, let's look at it. Da-da-da-da-da. Let me open my trusty Park Sportsbook app. And there we go. Sixers lines up to 10.5, Tunis. Tunis, do you see a guy that's going to take that inch with you? 10.5, Tunis. I would not play it.
I want to say that they cover, but I don't know. There was a lot of games yesterday with big numbers that I thought were locks to cover, and they did not. So I'm not sure, man. There's still a lot of things this team needs to work out.
Yeah, buddy.
And I don't know how good their perimeter defense is. And hey, listen, Detroit stinks, but I don't know if I would lay that many points.
Yeah, I agree. I would come back with the Wiz again. I was on the Wiz last night. We had a perfect night in the NBA for you last night.
You did. You did. Good job.
And we had a lot of outright winners. We had a lot of dogs that won outright. And I think Washington's live again against the ATO.
I think that's a good
like
play.
The Bulls too. In fact, the Bulls would be my number one play.
I like Utah 9.5 against Houston. I know it's in Houston, but Houston stinks. Then again, it's my same thought that I thought these teams were going to cover yesterday. But I'm going to go with the Jazz cover the 9.5.
Take the Jazz?
Yeah.
I'll make the Bulls my number one play.
Okay, that sounds good. I like the Warriors cover the 6 against Memphis.
Do you?
Yeah. One of those nights when Steph just goes off.
I can see that. I can see Steph going off. Fly Guys in Vancouver.
You going to keep riding them?
Vancouver minus 140.
That's not that big.
Jones in net.
I'm going to stay away.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, listen, that win last night was impressive.
Yeah, it sure was.
I mean, that was an impressive win. In fact, it's got me Jones in to hear it again.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right now?
I don't know if you can. Oh,
Jim McLean, but not out. McDavid, right in front, took the shot. And Hart got the pad down and made the save. Back in front, connecting with a shot. The rebound off the end wall. Wrap around attempt. Giroux scores! Claude Giroux, already with goal number 4 of the year. Huskin out of the net. Put it right onto a player's stick. Into the goal mouth. And the Flyers score! Oh, thank you, Val. Nate Thompson, we're on the spot. After Koskinen misplayed it, the Flyers lead 2-0. Now the Flyers come right back down, and they score! Cam Atkinson puts one behind Koskinen, and Atkinson has goal number 5 on the year. He and Giroux both with points in all 5 games this season. Over the line, Cam Atkinson waits for the shot, he scores! He blows one through Koskinen, and Cam Atkinson has his second goal of the game. Number 6 on the year, and the Flyers take the 4-3 lead. The Edmonton net is empty. A minute left. At the center ice red line, Couturier shoots. He scores! Into an empty net, Sean Couturier from the Edmonton side of the red line. Couturier should ice it as he puts the empty netter in for his second goal of the year. It's 5-3.
Wow.
That was pretty good, Tunis. Mighty, mighty good.
Finished off with the great song 2 times.
And it's a declared victory?
Yeah.
It's done?
There's 10 minutes left.
And what's the final? What's the score?
I don't think it's going to change. Let me go back to my trusty
midday. That's the Twitter poll.
Marvin Cann's Twitter poll of the day. 57% say keep it. Good vibes.
You swat. I can't see it changing in the
I
next
still get it,
9 minutes.
Danny Boy on Twitter. Stop. This song's embarrassing. What are you embarrassed by?
Yeah, I don't like embarrassing.
What's embarrassing?
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway.
Embarrassing us.
Listen, we'll be at Parks later after Mikey, Miss, Tyrone, and Jen. Stay tuned. They got you. And then we'll be at Parks to go over the games before Sixers basketball. Thanks for hanging. We love you. We'll see you later on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.